been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. So whatever that means, I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know it all. No, he don't know that you and me had something chemical. The things you said to me when we were drunk in Montreal. I bet you told him about me. But no, he doesn't know it all.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken.
that I'm at an all-time
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in, Riders fans, and happy opening day. And I would be remiss if I also didn't wish the voice of the Rough Riders a happy birthday here on this wonderful opening day at beautiful Riders Field. Let's take a look at the starting pitchers here today. First for the visiting Corpus Christi Hooks, it's Jaime Melendez, a right-hander out of Puebla, Mexico, signed by Houston as a non-drafted free agent in April of 2019. At just the age of 17, a guy that last year had a really, really promising start before going down with injury, missing most of the year, but getting his first crack today against a Rough Riders lineup that has had a lot of success in the opening three games. They come in at 2-1. Corpus Christi on the other side, 0-3, but have played some good baseball, especially the pitchers, attacking hitters. And that's exactly the goal for Jaime Melendez today, a guy that over his pro career has averaged almost 13 Ks per nine innings. That walk total at 5.7, something that he'd like to get down over the course of this season. And as he gets going, you look back at his last season opening debut. That was on April 12th. Today, April 9th, a wonderful Tuesday. He did pretty well in his opener as he went five innings and really didn't get tagged for all that much. Gave up one run and 6 strikeouts, only 3 hits, and no walks in that one. So Jaime Melendez going to be facing off against the tough Rough Riders lineup. And on the other side, it's Ryan Garcia for the first time this season. Going to come at you with a fastball, sweeper, cutter, changeup mix. Last season wasn't the season that Ryan Garcia wanted to have, but he says he's feeling like himself again after being plagued much of his career with injuries. But one of the teams he had a lot of success against was this Corpus Christi lineup, where he, in 4 starts, posted just a 1.35 ERA. And Ryan Garcia, a guy that has had success his entire career, especially you look back at the college ranks, a Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year as a senior in 2019, led the Pac-12 Conference in ERA, opposing batting average, with a 160 batting average, 117 strikeouts over that span, and allowed just 4.9 hits per 9 inning. Just a guy that is dominated, and he is going to try to attack the strike zone today. That's a point of emphasis for Ryan Garcia, is living in the strike zone and being efficient as he goes on. A guy that I mentioned, you know, has had a lot of success. You talk about last season, not what he wanted to do. Saw a little bit of a jump in velocity over the course of the last year. A little bit inconsistent. He wants to live in the zone and attack hitters as we go on. We'll step aside here in just a moment, and you'll hear from Rough Riders third baseman Cody Freeman. A 2-parter interview. You'll get the first here today. Tune back tomorrow for the second part. Our own Zach Bigley caught up with Cody Freeman.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Welcome back to the pregame show. It's time for the home opener for the Rough Riders as we're joined by Cody Freeman, Rough Riders infielder and catcher. And first of all, you get on the field for the first time on Sunday in a Wild game. How's it feel just to be back on the field?
No, it feels amazing. I was dealing with a little hamstring issue the first 2 days. I missed opening day, and it was goosebumps seeing all these guys go at it, and cheering them on was awesome. But getting in the lineup was that much better. But we have a great group, and I'm excited. I was very excited to get back on the field on Sunday, and more happy to be back home playing in front of you guys.
It's a lot of fun, obviously, when you win, but it's even more fun when you win a crazy game like that one on Sunday. What was that game like for you?
Oh, it was back and forth. I'm like, my emotions were a roller coaster on that game, but games like that are always fun, and we stayed in it when we got down, and we got up. We didn't hang loose, so kept the pedal on the gas, and let's ride.
All right, so this season, infield at third base, but also some catcher. You're a guy who didn't start catching until pro ball. What is your excitement level of catching here at this level in Double A?
I'm pumped up because it's showed my growth behind the plate, and learning that position 3 years ago and getting to be able to catch here in Double A, it's awesome. It's a pat on the back, and being able to play third base as well, and playing third base like kind of like riding a bike, you know, just put the infield glove on and doing what I do best. But catching at this level, it's a pat on the back. I'm excited.
What is the biggest thing that you're trying to work on behind the plate right now?
Behind the plate, I'd say my receiving for sure. Growing up, like calling a game, you know, could throw, all that kind of stuff. It gets better every year. But I'd say my receiving behind the plate, get those umpires tricked up a little bit.
when you're working with a pitching staff, of course, being a catcher, it's so important to have that good relationship with pitchers. How have you learned to work that relationship both on and off the field throughout your time behind the plate?
Yeah, no, that's our number one pillar as an organization is the pitcher-catcher relationship. And like you said, it's honestly mainly more off the field than on the field, building that relationship with pitchers, you know, whether it's dinner or hanging out with them at the department, stuff like that, and just building a relationship of trust that plays into the baseball game.
Going into this season, as we're joined by Cody Freeman, Rough Riders infielder and catcher, what are some of your goals personally that you want to work on?
My goal this year is to win a ring. That's I'm a big love winning, but I hate losing. So that's honestly my first goal is to get Frisco another ring. I believe 2 years ago y'all won it, and ready to bring it back this year.
You came up here for a game last year. You got a game in Amarillo. Now you're here in Riders Field playing a game tonight for the first time. Now that you, I guess, having gotten that little taste, what's the excitement level to be playing here in this building?
I mean, I'm stoked. I'm stoked, ready to walk up to my own walk-up song here. And it kind of sucked playing on the road last year, so I didn't get a taste of this field. But today's opening night, and I'm super pumped.
That'll do it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders catcher and infielder Cody Freeman. Be sure to tune in tomorrow during the pregame show to catch part two. Starting lineups are next before the Rough Riders home opener here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
For the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Gone!
Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Well, the wait is finally over after the Frisco Rough Riders go a very strong 2-1 in their first road trip of the season. They are finally back home, and today it's the Corpus Christi Hooks and the Frisco Rough Riders, the Lone Star rivalry renewed at the AA level. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field and into Frisco, Texas, as the Rough Riders return home for the first time since last year. It's the 2024 home opener. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. And Luke, before we get going in today's game, let's take a look at our starting lineups.
Yeah, Zach, let's look at the Corpus Christi Hooks lineup. We already talked about the starter today for the Rough Riders in Ryan Garcia. Start at the top in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr., batting .273 on the year. Quincy Hamilton will bat second. He'll play left field, followed by Jacob Melton in center field. That's the Astros' top prospect coming off a weekend that he's looking to reverse course on. Watch out for Jacob Melton in that three spot. In the fourth spot, it's the designated hitter, Jordan Brewer, followed by the right fielder, Kennedy Corona, and batting sixth, the catcher, Miguel Palma. Chad Stevens, C.J. Stubbs, and Jeremy Orocho round out the Hooks lineup. Chad Stevens will play third base, Stubbs at first base, and Orocho at second. You turn it over, and Jaime Melendez will have to face a Rough Riders lineup that has done some damage over the start of the season, and they look very similar to what they have over the course of the first three games, with Aaron Zavala leading off and playing right field. The catcher, Liam Hicks, bats second. Abimelech Ortiz, the power-hitting first baseman, slots in at the three spot. In the cleanup spot, it's the center fielder, Kellen Strom. Cody Freeman, you heard him pregame. He's batting fifth and playing third base. Maximo Acosta will play shortstop and bat sixth. In the seventh spot, it's Franier Chavez, the second baseman. The designated hitter today, Scott Capers, in that eighth spot. And rounding up the Frisco Rough Riders lineup is Heysel Cepeda, the Cuban left fielder.
All right, look at our starting lineups today as the Rough Riders come in as at 2-1. As mentioned, the plate meeting going on in front of us right now with Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire, and crew chief Trevor Matthews is our first base umpire, and Nate Diedrich is our third base umpire today. It's the Rough Riders manager, Carlos Cardoza, out in front of us, but it is not Joe Thon, the manager for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's on paternity leave. So Vincent Blue, the development coach, is the acting manager for this series for Corpus Christi. And it is going to be a whole week assignment for him out here in Frisco. The Rough Riders on the road in Wichita last week. They won an absolutely thrilling game on Sunday. A game in which they put up three runs in the top of the first inning, scored six in the bottom half of the first, or I should say gave up six in the bottom half of the first, and then ended up coming back to win it with nine runs in the last three innings. They won it 12-8 against the Wind Surge, and that made it a two-win, three-game weekend for the Rough Riders. And while the starting pitching staff outside of Dane Acker on opening day didn't fare as well as you'd love to see, Ryan Garcia looks to turn things around today in his start, and in what is his first start and first appearance in 2024. Luke, the excitement around this team is certainly palpable, and any home opener is going to have a lot of excitement, but I think it's even more in the fact that we didn't know if we were going to get this game in today with rain all afternoon. We are here. We are playing baseball. Congratulations to you on making your pro broadcasting debut as well, and a lot of excitement in this one today.
No doubt about it. You look up at the skies, and gray skies. Looks like some weather, but for the most part, looking all right right now. And I can tell you it feels very comfortable at the moment. So hopefully our weather will stay away, and we'll be able to see a wonderful start to the season for the Frisco Rough Riders.
Yeah, certainly looks that way as the plate meeting is over, and we are almost set for baseball. The Rough Riders in their cream tops today, their cream bottoms. And here they come out onto the field for the first time at home in 2024. good turnout here on the first game of the season in Frisco. And happy to have you along on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders are at home throughout the entire week, all the way through Sunday. Some really exciting stuff planned for opening weekend. We had a 2024 schedule poster giveaway today, and we'll have a whole bunch of Rangers and Rough Riders-themed giveaways over the course of the weekend. You can check out the full promotional schedule at ridersbaseball.com. Well, Ryan Garcia is getting loose right now, as Luke mentioned, in the open out of UCLA. Garcia, who is waiting on the rosin bag right now before throwing his warm-up pitches. A 6-foot, 180-pound right-hander, 25 years old, out of Arcadia, California. He actually lives right near the complex down in Surprise, the spring training complex for the Rangers right now. Last season with Frisco, 3-9 with a 6.66 ERA in 26 starts. Just a shade under 100 innings on the season. He struck out 110 but walked 62. And you heard Luke talking earlier about being in the zone, and that's going to be the key for Ryan Garcia. Well, the biggest thing for him improving from last year is to have those quality pitches in the zone and not allow as many base runners with the free passes. He's completely retooled his arsenal to try and make sure that he's able to do that. Last year, he was fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. This season, he's going with a fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup combination. That cutter almost looks like a slider. It's more of a gyro movement to it, which means it goes more north to south than it does east to west. That's what the sweeper does, is goes across the zone, and that good changeup diving down and into righties and down and away to the left-handed batters. So Ryan Garcia out of LaSalle High School in Pasadena, California, making the home opening start for the Rough Riders, getting his warm-up tosses right now. Luke also mentioned he's had a lot of success against Corpus Christi. 3 on the road, only 1 at home in his 4 starts against him. His last start back on September 1st of last year, 5 shutout innings, 7 strikeouts. Rough Riders, unfortunately, did lose that game. And it will be a good opportunity for him to start on the right foot against a team that he has had a lot of success against in the past. So it's Ryan Garcia on the mound against Tony Sacco Jr. to start things off for Corpus Christi, and we are just about set to get underway. Garcia has his sign. He winds back, and away we go from Frisco. The first pitch misses high. It's 1 ball and no strikes. It's 6:40 first pitch time in the home opener in 2024. Garcia working in long sleeves. He winds back, and the 1-0. Inside, it misses. 2 balls and no strikes. 65 degrees is our first pitch temperature. Cloud cover up above. A slight breeze moving in from center field at 11 miles an hour. 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Now on Sacco Jr. It's 3 for his first 11 to start his season. Infield plays a shade to pole. 3-0 offering. One catches the outside corner, a called strike. It's 3-1. Jesus Cepeda works out in left field today for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman is the third baseman, the 3-1. Swinging a soft grounder, foul right side off the tarp. In foul territory, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Sacco Jr. Maximo Acosta is the Rough Riders shortstop. Rainier Chavez at second, Abimelech Ortiz at first, and Liam Hicks does the catching today for his teammate from last year, Ryan Garcia, both returners from that 2023 Rough Riders team. Garcia, shoulders square to the plate, winds and fires in the 3-2. Inside for ball 4, he lost him, nearly hitting Sacco. A free pass to begin the ball game for Tommy Sacco Jr. Now Quincy Hamilton steps in. A left fielder just added to the roster today. Left-handed batting, short in stature, 5'10". Garcia working from the stretch, middle of the slab. He comes set and fires. It's fouled back up this way off to our left-hand side. It's 0-1. Rough Riders infield plays slightly to pole for the left-handed batter. Hamilton, the 25-year-old out of Centerville, Ohio. Open stance, the pitch. High and away, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Out of Wright State, Began the season with Sugarland playing in the first, or I should say five of their first week's games, and then was sent down. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Popped up in a shallow left field. Long run in for Cepeda. Acosta going back, and he makes the grab. He called off everybody emphatically, waving his arms, making sure everyone knew he was going to make the grab, and he puts it away. One out for the number one prospect in the Astros organization, Jacob Melton, out of Oregon State University. Melton played his last 13 games of the season last year here with AA Corpus Christi and actually made his AA debut in this building against the Rough Riders. First pitch. Left-handed batter swings and tips it foul in and out of Hicks's glove behind the plate, and it's 0-1. He is off to a very slow start in the early going this year, just one for his first 12. And you worry with a guy like that, and you don't want him to get going here in this series.
No, you do not. A guy that can really swing the stick.
Wiggles the bat over his left shoulder. Garcia stretches and fires. Just high and outside. Missing with the cutter, and it's a ball and a strike. In a college career for Jacob Melton, ending at Oregon State, started in Lynn Benton Community College in Oregon. The pitch. High and away. Back pick down to first. Not in time. Two balls and a strike to Melton. A native of Medford in the southern part of Oregon. A little groundskeeping at first base for Ortiz. The grounds crew did such a wonderful job getting this field ready. There was a ton of rain last night, but we are all set and ready to play. Sometimes it can be just a little bit loose in the early going. The pitch. Down low and inside. It's three balls and one strike now on Melton. Second three-ball count for Garcia in this first inning. No score, top of the first. Just underway here in Frisco. That dirt will settle in just fine. Stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Misses up high. Ball four. He's walked his second in this first inning. One out. Runners at first and second for Jordan Brewer, the former Michigan Wolverine. Brewer also off to a slow start this season. He's hitting 167 in the early going. One for his first six. Right-handed hitter. Garcia was much more effective last year against righties than he was against lefties. And looking for a ground ball here to get out of the first. He offers. It's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Garcia allowed about a batting average of 50 points higher to left-handers than he did to right-handers last year. And left-handers did a ton more damage against him as well, even though he allowed more home runs to right-handers. The pitch. Breaking ball. Flicks the outside corner for a strike. That's the cutter, and it's 0-2. You face a lot more right-handers over the course of the season, so the number of home runs is rather misleading when you look at right-left splits. 0-2 on Brewer. The pitch in. Inside, he nailed him in the wrist. Oh, man. So two walks and a hit by pitch start off the top of the first inning for Ryan Garcia and his first start. And that brings Kennedy Corona to the plate, the number 12 prospect in the organization. And here comes John Goble. He's going to go chat as the bases are now loaded. Garcia, a season ago, walked 62 in 98 and two-thirds innings. He only hit three batters, though. In fact, that's just the eighth hit batter of his career. So hit batters, very rare for him. Walks were a little bit more frequent last season. You're facing a tough guy in Kennedy Corona, who homered twice against the Rough Riders, or I should say four times against the Rough Riders last season. 15 games. Guy with some serious juice. No score, top of the first inning, but Corpus Christi is threatening. Bases loaded and just one out. Corona's 0 for his first 11 to start, and as we go through this Corpus Christi roster, you'll continue to hear that. A lot of guys off to very slow starts this season. they had a pretty miserable first weekend on the offensive side against Midland. Here's the stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike.
Zach, you mentioned the offensive struggles. You look at the box scores, they stayed in a lot of games. The pitching staff has done a phenomenal job in that series opener for Corpus Christi.
Yeah, really only one game they weren't in. The pitch was fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. They scored three runs in three total games. That's not going to win you a lot of games. They got two runs in one run in another, and they got shut out in their series finale on Sunday. So just hitting 161 as a team with a 508 OPS through that first weekend. Bases loaded here, one down. The 0-2. Swinging a foul straight back to the netting, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The pitching staff definitely a positive for Corpus in that first series, but not a lot of positives that you can take from the offensive side. Rough Riders are the other way around. They hit pretty well. Pitching left a little bit to be desired at times. 0-2. Misses up high. Ball and two strikes. That's the funny thing about baseball over the long course of the season. Those three games won't mean a whole lot. It just matters how they bounce back. Garcia just hoping it isn't against him right here. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner. The sweeper from Ryan Garcia nabs the inside edge. His first strikeout of 2024. It's a big one. Two down. Now bases loaded. And Miguel Palma the batter. It's a perfectly located breaking ball. Right on the inside edge. Garcia ready from the stretch, right on right, and the pitch home. Fouled back off of Hicks's glove, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, as mentioned, in their cream tops, cream bottoms, red double R ball caps. It's the navy tops for Corpus Christi, hooks across the chest, gray pants. And when they take the field, they will be in navy ball caps. Slight pole side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter, Palma. The pitch just hums inside, missing on the cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. Garcia has had to throw a lot of pitches. This next one will be his 23rd here in the first inning. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. One ball and two strikes now. First inning was the problem inning on Sunday as well. Wichita was able to score six runs in that first frame. Garcia peers in. He's got his sign. A deep breath. The former UCLA right-hander sets in the 1-2. Just high and inside. Missing with the cutter again, and it's two balls and two strikes. I misspoke earlier. This will be pitch number 28 in the inning now. The pitch home. Popped up. Right side. Foul ground. Abimelech Ortiz chasing over, and he runs out of room. It's into the dugout for Corpus. Still two balls and two strikes. Nobody stirring in the Rough Riders bullpen. They're allowing Garcia to kind of pitch through this inning. He's trying to get through it without surrendering a run. The inning went walk, pop out. Walk, hit by pitch, strikeout. And now 2-2 on Palma. Right-hander, chest high stretch. He deals. Swinging a line drive, looped into shallow left center field. That falls in, base hit. Sacco comes in to score. Melton right behind him. He crosses the plate. It's 2-0 Corpus Christi in the top of the first inning. Brewer goes first to third on the two-run single from Miguel Palma off the end of the bat. And in one swing in the top of the first inning, Corpus Christi has two-thirds of their total offensive output from the weekend.
Yeah, that's tough for Ryan Garcia. Found himself in a favorable situation, left something over the heart of the plate. It really wasn't hit all that hard, just looped over the shortstop, dropped in, two-run score, courtesy of those early walks in the inning.
Yeah, those early walks the key. I mean, putting himself in that situation, allowing the free passes with the two walks and the hit by pitch, and he's still not out of the woods yet. Chad Stevens in the seventh spot coming up to the plate. A season ago, it was the Rough Riders starting pitching that struggled just a little bit, especially early on. And you look at the starting rotation on paper early in the season, and they look vastly improved, including two guys in Nick Grouth and Ryan Garcia coming back with new arsenals, with new stuff, and struggling just a little bit in their first starts. So Rough Riders will have some action in their bullpen now. It's Aiden Anderson who's loosening. Two nothing Corpus Christi, top of the first. Right-hander against right-hander. Stevens 2-for-11 to start his season. Both of his hits have been doubles. The pitch inside. It's one ball and no strikes. A long top half of the first inning. Both pitch count-wise and time-wise. Here comes pitch number 30, and it's low and away. Missing with the cut fastball. 2-0 on Stevens. Garcia is so excited to get going. Makes it a little tough when you have that opening weekend as a starting pitcher. The pitch, a swing and a miss. There's a good sweeper away. Actually, that was the cutter again. And it's two balls and one strike. Tough when you have that opening weekend, just the three games. You're used to the three or the six-game series overall, and you know you're going to start when you make a trip. Garcia didn't get to start along with a couple other guys. The pitch, swing and a miss. Ripped it right by him, and it's two balls and two strikes. So he was fired up to get back on the mound and trying to get through the first inning now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Two in. Top of the first. Belt high set, the pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three called in the inside corner, and Ryan Garcia strikes out a pair, though he allows a pair in the first inning. First start of the season. 2-0 Corpus Christi as we make our way to the bottom half of the first from Riders Field and the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Hooks get two. The Rough Riders coming to the plate against Jaime Melendez. Their lineup looks like this one more time. It's Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks, Abimelech Ortiz, Kellen Strom, Cody Freeman, Maximo Acosta, Ranier Chavez, Scott Capers, Hazel Cepeda. So Jaime Melendez, a 22-year-old, 5'8", 190 pounds, a native of Puebla, Mexico. Right-hander goes to work against Aaron Zavala, who went 3-for-7 in his first weekend of action, the first pitch. He swings and misses in a good breaking ball low of the zone, and it's 0-1. Well, Zavala had a very good first two games. But in that second game, he was a hit by a pitch in his back leg, the pitch. It's low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. And it looked initially like it got him on the back left knee. But talking to Neil Ori and Aaron, Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, the pitch. High and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Said he immediately said it got all meat. We're good. Did not get bone. That's the first thing you worry about with hit by pitches. The tough thing was it was all good on Saturday night when it happened, the pitch. Low and outside, and it's three balls and one strike. And then he woke up on Sunday morning, and the swelling had moved up his leg a little bit. It was extremely stiff, and he didn't think he should go and play in Sunday's game. 3-1. That misses away, ball four, and the Rough Riders have their first base runner of the game. Trailing 2-0, bottom half of the first, here's Liam Hicks. So Zavala took the game off on Sunday. He's back in the lineup today, and he's aboard to lead things off in the bottom half of the first inning with the Rough Riders already down, trying to answer back. And just like Aaron Zavala, Liam Hicks had a monster weekend, treating the AA level like it's Little League. First pitch, high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Hicksy went 6-for-9. He also walked four times, hit three doubles. He went crazy, and he barely missed a couple homers as well, the 1-0. Low and outside, it's two balls and no strikes. His first double was in a left center field, maybe with a little bit more wind, that might have been a homer, but his double on Sunday to right center, that was at the very top of the wall. And is almost definitely a homer here at Riders Field. The pitch. He swings and drills it into left center field, into the alley. Melton on the run, and he tracks it down, makes the grab. Jacob Melton showing impressive range in left center field. And Zavala scampers back to the first base bag. Hicksy hit it well, just a little bit too much hang time on that ball. A 101-mile-per-hour exit velocity. That brings Abimelech Ortiz for his home debut. The time called. And there's some extra equipment on the on-deck circle that was left out in between innings that's not supposed to be there. So one of our bat boys runs out and grabs it. First pitch to Abby. Just outside, one ball and no strikes to the native of Puerto Rico. Abimelech Ortiz, the number 12 prospect in the Rangers organization. 2-0 our score. Corpus Christi leads. Bottom half of the first. The offering in. On the outside edge for a called strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Ortiz had a great weekend himself. 4-for-12. And maybe no more telling than the final two innings on Sunday. The pitch is outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Ortiz is not known for his defense. He's working on it. He's working to get better. Rough Riders had taken the lead in the top of the eighth inning in Sunday's game. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ortiz fouls it straight back up over the netting, and it's 2-2. There are runners at second and third, and the infield was in with only one down in the bottom of the eighth inning. A line drive to Ortiz at first. He made the catch. He calls time here and steps out. And then the runner at third base was getting back to the bag. He was not going to get him. He threw over there anyway, and it sailed and went into the dugout, and two runs came in to score. The pitch. Down low and inside. It hits the ground. Runner taking off for seconds. Zavala slides in safely. The throw scampers away to the right side, but Orocho, the second baseman, backs it up. So not a stolen base. Zavala advancing on the wild pitch. Three balls, two strikes to Ortiz. Those runs that scored were the go-ahead runs in the game. And so he had essentially given away the game, but he was due up third in the top of the ninth. Well, the first two got on ahead of him, and he ripped a go-ahead two-run double in that at-bat, the pitch. A chopper up the first baseline and foul past Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders' first base coach.
When you go back to that at-bat, Zach, you could tell he was frustrated when he stepped in. The first swing he took, he was trying to hit it 500 feet. Didn't make contact with it, settled himself down, and roped a double.
And hammered into the right center field alley. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 3-2. That's the kind of thing you want to see from Ortiz. I mean, baseball has a really funny way of allowing you to redeem yourself and make sure that you redeem those mistakes. It provided that, and then you just got to take care of business, and that's exactly what Ortiz did. 33 home runs a year ago, fourth in the minors, led all of minor league baseball in slugging percentage. 3-2. High and outside, ball four. It's Walk City here in the beginning of the game. Both starting pitchers walk a pair. And that brings Kellen Strom to the plate. 2-0, Corpus Christi, bottom of the first inning. Jaime Melendez, still just 22 years old, but this is his fourth season having pitch games with the Corpus Christi Hooks. I mean, he has had his issues with command in the past. He hasn't pitched a full season since 2022. Last season, he came back with Corpus Christi, but only made three appearances, the pitch. It fits onto the outside corner, a strike to Kellen Strom, and it's 0-1. And it was lower back discomfort that really kept him out the entire season. He was sent to the Arizona Fall League by the Astros organization at the end of the season and actually made as many starts in the Arizona Fall League as he did in the regular season. Two. The pitch rides high and inside. It's 1-1 and 1-1 on the Riders center fielder Strom. 2-0 Corpus Christi, bottom of the first. But Melendez is still just 22 years old. A whole lot of baseball left in his career, just trying to get healthy. The 1-1. Rammed in the air, out to right field. Bad route. Corona reaches up and somehow makes the catch. Fires it back in, and both runners retreat. Man, Corona started in, slammed on the brakes. His eyes went wide, and he reached up and made the grab somehow. And Strom scalded that ball into right field, but he ends up as out number two. Man, so two hard-hit balls in this inning by the Rough Riders. A fly ball out to left center field to the warning track by Liam Hicks, and a Kellen Strom line out to right field. Trying to salvage something in this inning. It's the home debut for Cody Freeman now. 2-0 Corpus, top of the first to make it the bottom of the first inning. And the pitch home. That's just inside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Missing with a breaking ball. Freeman made one appearance for the Rough Riders last year in a game. It was at Amarillo, though, and so if you heard our pregame interview with Cody, he was fired up to be here in Frisco. The pitch. Top shelf for a strike, and it's 1-1. The heater at 92 from Melendez. Happy for a guy like Freeman, who has just about as much energy as you'll find in anyone. 1-1 toss. Breaking ball, hit off the fist, foul back behind home into the netting, and it's 1-2. Wearing eye black, he said he does every game, no matter what the weather. Night game, day game, rain or sunshine. He's wearing that eye black, he said, even when he catches. Playing at third base defensively today. Runners at first and second. 1-2 toss. Inside, he pulls his hands to his chest, nearly gets hit. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 92-mile-an-hour heat. We've seen 6 combined base runners in this first inning. Just one hit. It produced 2 runs, though, for Corpus Christi. 2-run single by Miguel Palma. Maximo Acosta on deck. Ortiz at first, Zavala at second. Right-hander's pitch. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We're coming up on a half an hour long first inning. Having a tough time finding the zone. Infield slightly to pole. And Melendez steps off. Look at that defense behind him. Quincy Hamilton in left. Jacob Melton in center. And Kennedy Corona in right. Chad Stevens at third. Tommy Sacco at shortstop. The pitch. Runners take off and he nails him in the back. Well, that's one way to get aboard. Get hit on a 3-ball count. It is officially a hit by pitch, and it's deja vu all over again from the top of the first inning. Walk, walk, hit by pitch, loads up the bases for Maximo Acosta. And now here comes the pitching coach for Corpus Christi, Sean Buchanan, to go have a chat with Melendez.
Well, Zach, when you got back from Wichita, we talked about who we were most impressed with from the opening weekend on this Rough Riders roster, and One of the names that we went immediately to was Maximo Acosta. Shortstop today has really commanded the strike zone. Not chasing a lot of things, sticking to his approach. He's going to make Melendez come to him with a pitch that he's looking for and then try to unload on it.
Yeah, no doubt. He was very impressive in that first series, and something that he did very well that we've talked about in the early part of the season, as you mentioned, was command that strike zone. He came in as a free-swinging guy, someone who wasn't going to walk very often. Only a season ago, 33 walks in 110 games. He only worked one walk over the weekend, but worked kind of deep in some counts. Had a couple doubles, including one to the opposite field. Five total hits, which was second on the team in the three games. So Acosta's in from the right side with the bases loaded. First pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. 2-0 Corpus Christi, bottom half of the first inning. And the Rough Riders trying to do exactly what the Hooks did after two walks and a hit by pitch. And that's driving a pair of runs. Offering in. Bottom of the zone, inside edge for a strike with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Acosta himself barely missed a couple homers. One of the opposite field off the wall that ended up being a double over the weekend. Melendez deals. Dips low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. But just like Garcia, a ton of pitches for Melendez. The pitch, grounded foul, left side, it's 2-2. Next pitch will be number 30 for Melendez here in the inning. This is pretty close to a carbon copy of what we saw on Sunday in the first inning. We saw a combined 64 pitches in the first frame between the top and the bottom. And this next one will be the 64th pitch that we're seeing combined between the top and the bottom. The only difference is only two runs here. On Sunday, it was nine combined runs. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit right side. Orocho's got it. He slings it on to first, but he throws it away. Off the facing of the Hooks dugout, right side. Two runs come in to score, and the game is tied. Zavala and Ortiz cross the plate on the two-run throwing error by Orocho, the second baseman, on a soft ground ball to the right side. He was playing to pull up the middle, had a long way to go to his left, and set his feet. He had time, but he threw wide of the first baseman Stubbs to his right and went off the facing of the Hooks dugout. And we are tied at two in the first inning. Freeman down to third on the play. Acosta moves up to second. And here's Franer Chavez, the switch hitter from the left side. The pinch. High and outside. He showed bunt, pulled it back, 1-0. No RBIs on the play. Just a straight E4. He would have been out with a good throw from the second baseman, Orocho. The offering in. Chavez watches it tick outside. Two balls, no strikes. No hits for the Rough Riders in this first inning, but they get a pair of runs. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and a throwing error for Corpus Christi. 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes, and Melendez can't find it. And already there's action in the bullpen for Corpus Christi. It's Cesar Gomez who's loosening. 3-0. Outside, and Chavez works the walk. The bases are loaded again. Scott Capers, the designated hitter who homered on Sunday, steps in. Talking to Scott before that, he was catching so often in spring training, he didn't get many live at-bats. Meaning he was catching other people's bullpens or being anywhere and everywhere all over the complex. So he said he didn't feel ready going into that Sunday game. The pinch. Misses low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Well, he homered. He was joking that, hey, sometimes it's better to just go in and grip it and rip it. do what you've been doing since you were a kid. Tied at two, bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Capers watches one down the heart of the plate to strike on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Both teams with a pair of tallies in the first inning. There's the 37th pitch of the inning for Melendez. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes on Capers, and this will almost undoubtedly be his last hitter no matter what. Sometimes the 30-pitch plateau is about as far as they'll let a pitcher go in an inning, maybe 35, but you rarely see this kind of leash, especially in the first week. Timeout. Capers calls it at the plate. Rough Riders designated hitter today. Bags full of riders. Freeman at third, Acosta at second, Chavez at first. 1-2. Swinging a line drive to third, and Stevens down to his knees to spear it to his left-hand side. And the Riders are out of the bottom of the first inning just like that. But two runs come across, both unearned on no hits and error, and the bases left loaded. It's a 2-2 ball game to the top of the second inning when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two in Frisco after a very lengthy first inning. We're tied at two. Only one combined hit between these two teams, but two runs. Both teams have stranded base runners. Rough Riders left three aboard in the home half of the first, two for the Hooks. 8-9-1 due up against Ryan Garcia. C.J. Stubbs to lead off the inning. Jeremy Orocho is the batter after, and then Tommy Sacco Jr. at the top of the card. Garcia goes to work. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 33 pitches in that first inning for Ryan Garcia, and now he's trying to do what Nick Krauth tried to do on Sunday, and that's after a very tough, long first inning. In fact, 35 pitches in that first inning for Krauth, the pitch. High and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. He's trying to settle things down and go deep into the game. Krauth had a chance to get through four innings. He ended up going 3 2/3. The pitch. Swinging a soft grounder right side. Ortiz to his right. He's got it. Bobbles it. Dropped it. And everybody's safe. So Stubbs is safe at first base. And Ortiz charged with the error. His second of the season. That brings Jeremy Orocho to the plate. Stubbs at first base now. When we say that Krauth had a chance to work through four innings, he got a pop-up with two outs in the fourth, and the wind did crazy things that day. Here's the stretch and the offering into the left-handed batter. It's high and outside, 1-0. And it ended up dropping in shallow right field, and that was his final batter he saw. So on a normal day with not as much crazy wind, he probably would have gotten through four innings. Garcia offers. Low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. So two runs, two hits, and an error for Corpus Christi. Wow, they actually gave that a hit. So a hit for C.J. Stubbs. The pitch home. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Not an error on Ortiz. Or at least that's according to the scoreboard. Yeah, they do say base hit. 3-0. That one's over for a strike. It's 3-1. So two runs, two hits, and an error for Corpus. Two runs, no hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. You could say that's an above-average play, and it's a long throw for a first baseman. The pitch outside, ball four, and the first two have reached for Corpus Christi. So I think Ortiz would probably tell you he should make that play, though. Tied at two, top of the second inning. Two aboard, nobody out against Garcia. Top of the order in Tommy Sacco Jr. He walked and scored back in the first. Right-hander's pitch. No one clips the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, it's the first game at Riders Field this year, and so much has changed over the last couple seasons. Garcia readies from the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. No one just misses down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. There's a lot of new features around the ballpark. If you take a look in the outfield, you can see new outfield lights. We'll get the full stadium lights here in just a couple weeks. So excited for how that's going to look, and we'll see that in the outfield once the sun goes down. The pitch. That one's drilled into right field, hanging up in the air for Zavala, but it lands in front of him. It's a base hit, and everyone moves up a station. So Sacco Jr. singles into right field. Quincy Hamilton steps in. The bases are loaded with nobody out for Corpus Christi. Hamilton popped up to the shortstop Acosta in the first inning. Garcia looks in. He's got his sign from Hicks. And the right-hander comes set. He pitches home. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 on Hamilton. So new outfield lights. Also a lot of renovations for the players. The clubhouse renovated. New weight room. New meeting spaces. The 0-1. Swing and a drive foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. Incredible job by the ops department, by the marketing department, to get everything ready for this season and this season opener, and a good crowd on hand for the opener. Tied at two here in the top of the second. Bases loaded, nobody out for Corpus. 0-2 on Quincy Hamilton. Garcia stretches, and he delivers. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. We've seen a lot of that cutter and sweeper from Ryan Garcia in the early going. The sweeper is the new pitch. The cutter is a lot like his slider. It's kind of just a different grip on that old slider that he had. The 0-2. Got him looking. Upper edge inside corner with a 92-mile-an-hour heater. He strikes out Hamilton. His third strikeout. All have come looking. One away. Tied at two, top of the second. Jacob Melton steps in. Melton the walk and a run scored back in the first. Pull side shift on the infield. Offering it. Fouled back. 0-1. Melton has a ton of power. Left-handed batter. Garcia peers out at him. He deals. High and outside. Ball and a strike.
His final season at Oregon State, Melton hit 17 homers. Garcia's been fouled away left side, one ball and two strikes. 27 homers in his minor league career, including 23 last year. He was only up with Corpus for 13 games, and he swatted five long balls. One ball and two strikes. Bases remain loaded. The pitch. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. Garcia trying to work his way, wiggle his way out of this jam. Find some way to keep it a tie game. One down. The pitch. Melton swings, puts it in the air. Foul left side. It's two balls and two strikes. Of course, what you're thinking here is you want to get a ground ball if you're a pitcher. The tough thing from Ryan Garcia's perspective is that he's more of a fly ball pitcher. Around 45% of the three outcomes, ground ball, line drive, fly ball. If you're about a 45% of one of those, you kind of specialize in that. So he was 44% fly balls last year. The pitch is drilled high in the air and deep to center field. Strom back at the warning track into a back pedal. He makes the catch. Stubbs tags from 30, comes in to score, and it's 3-2 Corpus Christi. Orocho also tags from second and moves to third. A sack fly to the deepest part of the ballpark for Jacob Melton. 107 off the bat, just got under it a little bit too far. And probably on a June or July night, that's a grand slam. But luckily, it's April 9th, and it's just a sack fly. So 3-2 Corpus Christi. Jordan Brewer bats now. Open stance right side. Pitch in. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Brewer was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 offering in the first. Garcia readies in the 1-0. Just inside, two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders did have somebody up and throwing earlier, but no one is up right now. Just a little milling about in the bullpen down the left side. The pitch. Popped up, right side, foul ground. Ortiz gives it a look towards the warning track, reaches into the camera well and makes the grab. Side retired. So damage limited by Ryan Garcia. Bases loaded, nobody out. Just allows the one run on a sack fly. And it's 3-2 Corpus Christi. We go to the bottom of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's been an eventful game so far as we go into the bottom of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you for the first of 69 games here at Riders Field this season and the fourth of 138 overall on the year. Jesús Cepeda leads it off for the Riders against Jaime Melendez. First toss. Check swing. And he went around in a high pitch. It's 0-1. Well, Rough Riders and Hooks traded a pair of runs in the first inning. Then a sac fly in the top of the second gave the Hooks the lead. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Well, here we are with 9-1-2 to start out the bottom of the second. 0-2 pitch. This is outside of the breaking ball, and it's a ball and two strikes. Jesús Cepeda, the Cuban, making his Riders Field debut, the 26-year-old. The 1-2. Flies in the air, foul right side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. He stands 6'5", but in just shy of 100 games last year, just hit five homers, and Riders hoping he could tap into a little bit more of that power this year. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back to the netting behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. He's an incredible contact hitter, and that's what he was known for when he played in the Cuban National Series for seven seasons. Here's the line and the offering in. Just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Cepeda was signed at the beginning of 2023 and played his first pro season last year with High A Hickory. 2-2. Swinging a soft roller out to short. Sacco Jr.'s got it. Slings it on to first to retire Cepeda. One away. Top of the order now in Aaron Zavala. 3-2. Corpus Christi leads it. Bottom of the second. We talked about Jaime Melendez, the Corpus pitcher, and his kind of journey trying to get back from injury last year, the lower back discomfort he had all of last season. First toss to Z. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, he went to the Arizona Fall League last year, made a few appearances. The 1-0. A pop-up, left side, shallow part of left field. Sacco going back. Quincy Hamilton's right there, and he makes the grab. A 2-up, 2-down quickly for the Rough Riders in the second. Liam Hicks the batter now, trailing 3-2. Well, Melendez wanted to do more than anything this offseason was to work on strengthening his body and make sure that he's able to not get hurt anymore. He was even asked to pitch in the Mexican Winter League, and he declined. So he wanted to make sure he's just strengthening himself. The pitch is low and outside. It's 1-0. And so this season, now that he's in it, is about making sure he gets those innings up and continues to progress in his pitching. The 1-0. Just outside, it's two balls and no strikes. And trying to progress through this game now after really struggling with his command in the first, walking three and hitting a batter. The 2-0. Hicks watches on the outside corner a strike. 2-1. Certainly has had a nice bounce back so far. 2-up, 2-down. The pick. Hicks rockets it into right field. That one falls in a base hit. Well, Liam Hicks continues to be otherworldly to begin this season. He's 7 for his first 11 at the plate. 3-2, Corpus Christi leads it. Bottom half of the second, and Abimelech Ortiz is the batter. Ortiz walked and scored back in the first inning. Offering in, a high pop-up, left side, shallow left field, Hamilton coming in. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out of the second. The Rough Riders turned away. No runs a hit, no errors, one left on. Top of the third inning next. It's the Corpus Christi Hooks 3, the Frisco Rough Riders 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox.
Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The top half of the third inning at Riders Field. It's 3-2 Corpus Christi, and for the play-by-play, here's Luke Maley.
Thank you, Zach. Start off the top of the third, it's the right fielder Kennedy Corona, who struck out looking his first time up against Ryan Garcia, who is looking for a quicker inning here in the top of the third as Corpus leads it 3-2. The pitch called a strike. Well, with the breaking ball. Pitch on its way. Swing and tapped foul to the left side. Quickly ahead is Ryan Garcia, 0-2, and that's not something we've seen a ton of today. So a good sign for 32 in the white jersey. Was able to get Corona looking back in the first inning. That served as out number two, where Garcia gave up two runs in the inning. This one runs a bit inside, and Kennedy Corona watches it for a ball. Ball and two strikes here to open the top of the third. Righty on righty. The pitch on its way, and this one runs down and outside at 84 miles an hour. Corona, the right fielder, wears number 23. Still looking for hit number one of the season for him. And he's down looking again. Good pitch. And Ryan Garcia has his fourth strikeout of the day to lead off the top of the third.
Yeah, it looked like the cutter again, another one that caught a lot of the plate. And Corona, you mentioned down looking again. That's four strikeouts all looking now for Garcia.
And here comes Miguel Palma. Last time up, drove in two runs on a loop single, and he's going to bloop this one the other way. Running under it is Zavala. He's camped and makes the snag. Two down quickly for Ryan Garcia. So a good sign for Ryan Garcia, attacking hitters here in this top of the third inning. Pitch count rises near the 70s now. But finally, seemingly settling in. Palma flies out to right field, and that brings up Chad Stevens, who was the last man to bat in the first inning as he takes strike one. He went down looking, one of those strikeouts we just mentioned for Garcia. The 0-1 on its way runs way up in and tight to the right-handed hitting third baseman Chad Stevens. Ball and a strike with two away here in the top of the third. On its way, swing and a miss. 1-2. Garcia in the driver's seat.
Now, if he can get a 1-2-3 inning here, he has a chance to come back out for the fourth, so that's what you'd love to see. Especially to start a series. I mean, the way the rosters are constructed, you have enough bullpen arms, but you want to start it off well.
1-2. This one hit well into center field, and it'll drop in for a base hit. So the inning extends for the Hooks lineup. That'll bring up C.J. Stubbs, who led off the second inning. Nice piece of hitting there from Chad Stevens. Didn't try to do too much, just blooped it into center field where Kellen Strom couldn't get to it.
And that's one that you're okay with at the early going, and if you're Ryan Garcia, of course you'd love to see that be an out. You induce the soft contact, you throw a cutter on the inside corner, get onto his hands, and he just fights it off into center.
Exactly right. Out of the stretch, Garcia, and this one runs inside again at 89 miles an hour.
In the early going, though, when you're just starting up in the season, this is the first start of, hopefully for Garcia, over 25 starts this season. You're trying to induce soft contact. And if they happen to fall for hits, then you're okay with that in your first few starts.
The 1-0, and this one popped high on the infield. Ortiz looking up at it, traveling into foul ground. He calls everybody off, and he's there to end the inning. So Ortiz able to catch the foul ball off the bat of C.J. Stubbs, and nearly a 1-2-3 frame, but a base hit in between it. And Ryan Garcia sends us to the bottom of the third. Corpus Christi still leading 3-2.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, where Frisco faces a 3-2 deficit. Here in the bottom of the third, it is Kellen Strong, Cody Freeman, and Maximo Acosta to get things going for the Riders. Put up a two spot in a very long first inning. Weren't able to scratch anything across in the second. Now here against Melendez, the second time for Strom, and he takes a fastball at 90 on the inner half. Just misses. Ball one. Strom his last time up, lined out to left field. Right field, rather. And he's going to pop this one up high on the infield. The first baseman Stubbs camped under it. Work into his left, and makes the grab. One away quickly on just two pitches. Down goes Kellen Strong.
Well, Melendez has consistently been working behind the Rough Riders hitters today. You mentioned the three walks in the first inning and the hit-by-pitch. That doesn't help, but only three first-pitch strikes to the first 13 batters that he has faced today.
Missed with the first one there to Strom, and here comes the first to Cody Freeman. And now on a called strike, just clipped the outer edge of the plate. Says home plate umpire, Sean Sparling today. The 0-1 on its way. And Freeman chases it, fouls it out of play off to the right side. Freeman was hit by a pitch in that first inning, then was stranded at third. Melendez sits just behind the rubber, now toes it. Rocks back. Here comes the 0-2. Freeman chases again and fouls it off to the right side yet again. Out of play. Zach, we mentioned it. But Melendez now attacking Cody Freeman. Ahead in the count. We haven't been able to say that too often today, but that's a situation, especially as a starter whose pitch count is quickly rising here in the third inning. Go after batters. The 0-2 again. This one runs outside. Went to the off speed at 83 miles an hour. And wasn't tempting at all to Cody Freeman.
Yeah, Melendez has looked more and more comfortable as this game has gone on ever since exiting that first inning.
He's ready with the 1-2 on its way. Freeman hits this one high in the air on the right side. Traveling towards the line is the right fielder Corona, and it's going to fall into the second row. Hung up there for a long time, and both Stubbs, the first baseman, and Corona, the right fielder, would have been able to grab it if they had any more real estate. But instead, it falls into the hands of a fan just about two rows up. And we'll reset for the 1-2 all over again. Cody Freeman was drafted by the Rangers in the fourth round in 2019, pick 115 to be exact, out of high school. Originally from Rancho Cucamonga, California. He waits the 1-2 and hits this one sharply to the left side, but out of play. Bouncing ball well on the left side of the third base foul line. A nice long at-bat for Cody Freeman, getting to see some pitches. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the guy that didn't appear in the opening game of the series in Wichita was able to get some reps later in the weekend. And he faces a 1-2 here. On its way, taken and just missed. Didn't miss by much at 86 miles an hour. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes here with one away.
Dealt with a bit of a hamstring strain towards the end of spring training.
And he's worked the count full as that one runs down and out, a fastball.
See his ninth pitch of the plate appearance here, but you know, he was itching to get out on the field. Finally got out there, and good to see him out full time.
Count. Here's the pitch, and Freeman rips this one foul up into the concourse. Got a piece of that one just a tad early.
It's funny, you know, he gets hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. You'd have to cut off his right arm to get him off the field. There's no way. Guy loves baseball.
He does. A very positive energy guy in the locker room. It's a pleasure to deal with. Melendez pitch, and this one tapped softly to the shortstop, Sacco. And Sacco has it, throws in time to first to retire Cody Freeman. Goes 6-3 on the long at-bat, and Jaime Melendez wins it. I want to bring up Maximo Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop. He drove in both runs, but won't get any RBIs for it back in that first inning, as he hit a soft ground ball at the second baseman, Orocho, and a long run for him, and the throw didn't get there. Two runs came in as the fastball misses upstairs. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting Maximo Acosta. Melendez on his way home. That one called a strike, evens it at one apiece. Ball and a strike. Acosta had a very impressive opening weekend as he awaits the 1-1. Skips away from the catcher Palma, and it's ball two. Back to the weekend in Wichita for Acosta. 385 batting average coming into today. That drops just a bit after he reached on an error in the first. He chases the off-speed pitch and is way out in front of it. Two balls and two strikes with two away here. In the bottom of the third, the pitch home. This one hit sharply, a one-hop right at the second baseman, Orocho, and this time he'll get it over to first base. Stubbs corrals it, and that is the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for the first time today for Jaime Melendez. When we come back for the top of the fourth, it'll be Jeremy Orocho, Tommy Sacco Jr., and Quincy Hamilton to bat for the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field. Top of the fourth inning, and we've got a call to the pen. Ryan Garcia's day is done. You look at his final line. Three innings pitched, four hits, three earned runs, and a large part of that due to the three walks, also hit a batter. Did have four strikeouts, all of them looking through this Corpus Christi lineup. But it'll be the nine-hole hitter, Jeremy Orocho, who will come to the dish for the first time to face the new pitcher, and Aiden Anderson come at you, the right-hander with a four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup mix. Left-handed bat of Orocho steps in, and Anderson's first offering runs just outside. 91-mile-an-hour fastball to get things going, and it's 1-0. Anderson rocks, went with a breaking ball, called a strike by Sean Sparling behind the dish. Evens the count at 1-1. Orocho's last time up was the second inning where he walked and then was stranded aboard the base pass, stranded over at third, as this one another called strike. There was the slider. 1-2. Righty, comes set. Anderson kicks and deals. This one backs Orocho off the plate, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That's an uncomfortable slider when it's coming up and in on you. That's a left-handed batter. It just keeps on riding closer and closer in.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Anderson gets Orocho swinging to open this fourth inning. One batter, one strikeout. A nice start for Aiden Anderson.
That's a pretty good sequence, too. He rides that slider up and in, and then it's almost like changing the eye level. He threw a fastball right down the middle there, and no chance.
He'll face another lefty in the top of the order. Tommy Sacco Jr., who is 1-for-1 today with a single and a walk, and he takes ball one at 80 miles an hour. The 1-0 ready, on its way, and just missed the inside corner. Lefty took it, it's ball two. Left-handed hitting shortstop, Sacco awaits the 2-0. And this one, a slider called a strike. Just caught the outer edge of the plate, and it's 2-1. So Aiden Anderson back in this thing. After making quick work of Jeremy Orocho, he faces Sacco here, and Sacco chases one downstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Have to love watching a guy fall behind on the mound and then immediately trusting the breaking ball, coming back with it, getting a called strike and a swinging strike on a pitch out of the zone. The righty ready. Comes set, kicks the leg. Taken and it just missed. 3 balls, 2 strikes with one away here in the visiting half of the fourth inning. Tommy Sacco trying to get on for the third time here in the fourth inning. 3-2 on its way, and this one belted high in the air, but into shallow right center field. Strom converges with Zavala, and he calls him off and makes the play. 2 away. That thing felt like it hung up in the air forever. So Sacco is down for the first time today. That'll bring up Quincy Hamilton, who's 0-for-2 to this point. Popped out his first time to the shortstop. Most recently went down looking in the second inning. He was the first out of that second inning. That strikeout looking came with the bases loaded. Faces Anderson for the first time, and pitch number one runs inside, a fastball at 91. Ball and no strikes. 1-0 home. Taken, called a strike. 1-1, and Zach, it feels like Anderson very comfortable with the off-speed, locating it for strikes, even behind in the count. He goes to it there, gets a called strike.
Yeah, that's something he's been working on in the offseason to left-handed batters.
The 1-1 just runs outside, back to the slider.
Yeah, kind of a tight zone from Sean Sparling today behind the plate. He said that, you know, the biggest thing for him is I have to get left-handed batters out because as a right-handed sidearmer, you're going to have the obvious dominance against the righties.
Infield shifted to the right, and this one fouled off just in front of the plate.
And so, you know, that slider, especially in on left-handers, trying to get the swing and miss or trying to even to fit it onto the inside corner, that's going to be a really important pitch for him. And it's looked good so far in his first couple appearances.
That it has. He's a strike away from a clean top of the fourth inning. Anderson kicks on its way, fouled off right back to the netting behind the plate. Hamilton didn't miss it by much. 0-for-2 to this point. We mentioned Quincy Hamilton, a new addition to this Hooks lineup, appearing for the first time for Corpus Christi tonight, playing left field. 2-2 on its way, and this one hit high but well out of play on the right side down that first base line. So another 2-2 count with two away here in the top of the fourth. It'll be Aiden Anderson's 18th pitch. He rocks on its way, and this one hit well into left center field. Cepeda camped under it and will catch it about chest high. A 1-2-3 inning for Aiden Anderson, who comes on in relief of Ryan Garcia, and he makes quick work of the Hooks lineup. When we come back, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. The Frisco Rough Riders will come to the plate on the Riders Baseball Network.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. You can run
on. Back at Riders Field, it's Franier Chavez, the second baseman for the Rough Riders, to get things going. He'll step in from the left side. And he's got a new arm to face. It's Cesar Gomez who comes in. Gomez, a 6'2" right-handed hurler. And the first pitch of his outing just misses the zone. Ball and no strikes on the left-handed bat of Franier Chavez, who walked his first time. That was back in the first inning. Now in the fourth, he goes after the second pitch. Skied high in the air to center field, and Jacob Melton, no trouble. Hung up there forever, and Melton gets the first down of the inning. Going to bring up Scott Capers, the designated hitter. Capers hit a ball really well his last time up, but ended up being the last out of that first inning. A nice play at third base by Stevens. Robbed him of a hit and possibly a pair of RBIs. Pitch home, and Capers chases the first one, fouls it off to the left side.
Cesar Gomez has pitched for Corpus Christi in the last couple years, and the Rough Riders actually saw a lot of him last year. He really struggled on the mound, nearly 8 ERA on the season last year for Corpus. Rough Riders scored 8 runs against him in 6 innings pitched head-to-head. So let's get a little more of that, please.
Rough Riders down a run. Here comes the 0-1. Capers broken bat, and it's a soft ground ball to Sacco at short. He's got it. Throws on the run in time for the second out of the inning. So early in this game, we saw a lot of pitches in the first 3 frames, and we have quickly found some life from the pitchers. Cesar Gomez has needed just 4 pitches to take down the first 2 batters he faces, and in steps Heisel Cepeda, the left fielder. He bounced out to shortstop his last time up, and Gomez gets a called strike. 0-1 on the 6'5" Cuban, Heisel Cepeda. He waits, and a fastball at 88 called a strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away, and Gomez in the driver's seat. Pitches out of the windup, comes home, and Cepeda fouled that one back off Palma's mask, and home plate umpire Sean Sparling will step out in front of the plate and give Palma a second to kind of collect himself. Squared him up pretty good, and Gomez ready with the 0-2 yet again. Right-handed bat of Cepeda awaits. The 0-2, and fouled back to the screen. Good pitch to spoil a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Up in the zone. Not one that you want to take if you're Cepeda, but also not a pitch that's very easy to do damage with. Top of the order looming for the Rough Riders. And Cesar Gomez on the bump, ready with the 0-2. And this one skips in at 84 miles an hour. Ball and 2 strikes now. Heisel Cepeda awaits the 1-2 and chases this one down. Blocked by the catcher, Palma. And the throw to first nearly gets away from Stubbs at first base as it pulled him off the bag, but he's able to corral it. It's another 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the fourth. The Corpus Christi Hooks still lead the Rough Riders 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your 4-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the top of the fifth, as is Aiden Anderson and the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Luke. It's Jacob Melton to lead things off with Aiden Anderson. Ready from the stretch, 3-2, Corpus Christi leads it, top five. The pitch, it's down low and inside, 1-0. But Jacob Melton has not recorded official at-bat tonight. A walk and a run scored in the first, sack fly and an RBI in the second. Anderson kicks fires. Fastball fits on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike on the number one prospect in the Astros organization, Jacob Melton. This has been a very interesting organization the last few years. The 1-1. And this is low, and it's two balls and one strike. Of course, unless you're the Dodgers, the better you get at the big league level, the worse your farm system will get historically. The Dodgers have been unprecedented with their ability to produce incredible talent at the minor league level. The pitch popped up back behind home, and this one gets out of play. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, the Astros have been so good for the last few seasons, and of course, Rangers fans don't want to hear that, but Rangers, of course, have the last laugh. Even after this weekend, splitting the series 2-2, they have a world championship, most recently of any big league team. Now, the Astros, of course, are trading away a lot of their top-end prospects to get better at the major league level recently. 2-2 offering. Melton takes strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with a backdoor slider. Aiden Anderson with his second strikeout. He's retired all four he's seen, and there's one away.
And not only has he retired all four that he's seen, he's attacking hitter after hitter, and he seems super composed. You love to see this from a guy like Aiden Anderson, who we might see at some point have some starts over the course of this season.
Anderson ready from the stretch here against Jordan Brewer. Riders down by a run, the pitch. Fastball rides a little high, one ball and no strikes. Well, the Astros hoping Jacob Melton is going to get out of this early season funk and become a really good player at the major league level. The offering is low off the outside edge, two balls, no strikes, and he's certainly trending that way. A guy who was a second round pick, they've done such a wonderful job, especially of pitching at the minor league level and getting that up to the big leagues. 2-0. Check swing. Strike on the outside corner. 2-1. And for the most part, a lot of their position player talent. Here's the stretch in the 2-1. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. They haven't had many superstars since Kyle Tucker. There have been a lot of really good players that have been homegrown in that organization. 3-1. Popped in the air, off the fist into right field. Zavala charging in, and he spears it out of the air and makes the grab. Line out to right field. 5-up, 5-down for Aiden Anderson out of the pen. Riders continue to trail 3-2 in this home opener. Top of the fifth inning, and Kennedy Corona is the batter. So it's another question of what will this Corpus Christi team look like in July 31st versus August 2nd, right after the trade deadline. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated, 0-1. You can say the same thing about the Rough Riders, though. And think about last year. Thomas Ajayi, Luis Angel Acuna, both traded. And those trades helped bring the Rangers a World Series. The 0-1. Fouled straight back, and Anderson continuing to pump the zone full of strikes. He's quickly ahead 0-2. Riders trailing 3-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Still just one hit on the offensive side for Frisco. A Liam Hicks single back in the second. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Corona down swinging on a high fastball. Aiden Anderson with three strikeouts through two perfect innings in relief for the Rough Riders. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're to the bottom of the fifth inning next with the Riders trailing 3-2. And Chuck Greenberg will join us on the horn when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the fifth inning from Riders Field. Happy to have you along. Tyler Guilfoyle takes over on the hill for Corpus Christi. Riders trailing 3-2. And the top of the card coming up for Frisco. And we're joined by general partner and CEO of the Rough Riders, Chuck Greenberg. Chuck, how you doing?
I am doing great. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. It's always a great day. And really happy that we are playing baseball. It turned out to be a beautiful night. And a good crowd on hand as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we haven't opened on a Tuesday in a while. We had a great pre-sale for the game, and, of course, the weather forecast wasn't so good, but we caught a break. We're playing ball and looking forward to a great first homestand and a big, big weekend coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is inside 1-0. So the off season for you, how was it? You do anything fun?
It was I had some fun in non-related baseball ways, but the baseball season was great too. Really proud of our staff. The ballpark looks great. Ticket sales for the season are terrific. We're up almost 20% over last year, which was up 14% over the year before that. So everyone's doing great, working hard, and we're going to have a really fun season. It's going to be a great year, and it's kind of fun to bask in the reflected glow of the Rangers' success too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. 2-0 pitches on the outside corner. It's 2-1. And you come up here at a perfect time. We're starting to get a little darker here, and we get a first look at the outfield lights that look phenomenal. The 2-1 is a bouncer back up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco Jr., has got it next to the bag. He slings it on to first, and there's one away here in the fifth inning.
Those new LED lights look really cool, and I just noticed last inning that the poles are illuminated too.
Yeah.
So it's just really cool. It's got, you know, very festive atmosphere. Lights are effective, and if we hit a home run, we can see him dance and do some fun things, too. So it's a great addition to the park.
It's when we hit a home run, Chuck.
When we, yes. Well, you know, if we do it this end.
Exactly. Here's Liam Hicks now, the pitch. That one rides at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. You mentioned a fun weekend coming up. Always fun to look at the promotional schedule. Which promos are you really looking forward to this year?
Gosh, so many. I mean, Evan Carter weekend's going to be a lot of fun. We've got there's just so many good ones coming up. All throughout the schedule. Really excited to have John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman from Seinfeld, on. I think that's going to be terrific.
0-2 is in there at the top of the zone. Strike three called, and Hicks is down looking, two away.
And just so many of them. We've got all the great fireworks shows. We've got celebrity appearances. We've got theme nights. I mean, you name it. It's a really strong schedule. Can't praise Kristen King and her marketing staff enough for the great job that she and they all do. I just have a feeling it's going to be one of those special seasons.
First pitch to Abby Ortiz is drilled high in the air and deep to right field. Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season comes from Abimelech Ortiz. We're tied at 3 in the fifth inning.
Into the lazy river. And we've got some hardy souls who are swimming in the lazy river right now.
And Abby Ortiz gave him a souvenir. Abimelech Ortiz was fourth in all minor league baseball in home runs last year with 33. There's his first of 2024. Oh, man, was that thing hit. 107 off the bat, 386 feet.
A no doubter.
There's that first home run. You called it, Chuck.
How about that? And you know what I forgot? The dancing lights are going to be ready on the next homestand.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got the LEDs in on four of the light standards. We've got four more to go, and then we're going to add that. So future attractions.
Yeah, come in next homestand in a couple weeks. First pitch to Strom was called strike, and the next one is grounded foul left side. 0-2. And we talk about some of the Ranger prospects that are now up in the big leagues that have come through here in Frisco the last few years. Abimelech Ortiz is super, super exciting. You can see why on that swing. The 0-2 is fouled away, still 0-2.
Yeah, he's got some serious pop. Yeah, that was so much fun. I mean, obviously all of us being big Ranger fans enjoyed all the success last year, but to see so many players who were a big part of the experience here the last couple of years, whether it was a Wyatt Langford, you know, who's there now, but obviously wasn't last season. But I don't know if I've ever had more enjoyment from a player's success in the offseason than Evan Carter last year.
Man.
I mean, you know, just such a presence here, came up right at the end of the season in 22 and then played a pivotal part in solidifying the lineup for our championship run in 22. And then a year later, the exact same thing, except at the highest level. And to see him become a big leaguer the second week of September and then become such a sensation of the postseason was really, really fun to watch.
I'm so excited for Evan Carter weekend, as you mentioned, May 10th through 12th. You can get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com for it. Really excited to have that weekend. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strom strikes out and a pitch away. But the Riders tie the game on a home run from Abimelech Ortiz. We're knotted at 3 as we go to the top of the 6th inning next on RidersBaseball.com and on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the 6th inning from Riders Field, and we have a brand new ball game tied at 3 between the Riders and the Hooks here in the home opener. Our special thanks to general partner and CEO Chuck Greenberg for joining us in the bottom half of the 5th. Now we're to the top of the 6th, where we have Aiden Anderson returning onto the hill for his 3rd inning, and the first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, so Ryan Garcia goes 3 in his start. Aiden Anderson into his 3rd frame of work. He's been really good so far through his first 2. The offering is hit high in the air and deep down the left field line. Cepeda back near the warning track, just shy of it. He makes the catch. And the second pitch at the top of the 6th inning, there's the first down. So tied at 3, Abimelech Ortiz with his first Rough Riders home run in the home half of the 5th, a 386-foot shot. A no-doubter for Abby. And Chad Stevens stands in now for Corpus Christi. Anderson closed off stretch right side the pitch. High with a fastball, 1 ball and no strikes. Always great to have Chuck on the broadcast with us, and we're talking about some of the wonderful promotions we'll have this summer. The 1-0. Now one misses outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. RidersBaseball.com for your tickets. We have a really fun weekend coming up as well. Anderson readies and fires. Swing and a miss. Boy, that slider just disappeared off the outside edge on a 2-all offering. 2-1 now. On Friday, you can get here early for a Rangers-inspired T-shirt giveaway brought to you by Medium Giant. The game is at 7:05, the 2-1 outside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Not to mention, it will be Dane Acker making his home debut this year. He was fantastic in his first start in Wichita. 3-1 toss on the way. And that one's just a hair inside. There's the first base runner that Aiden Anderson has allowed so far today. One out, runner aboard. Here's C.J. Stubbs, tied at 3 in the top of the 6th. Opening weekend, day two, brings a co-branded Rangers and Riders pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant as well. Kids can run the bases post-game, of course. And then it'll be Josh Young Day on Sunday. We'll have a Josh Young baseball card giveaway. We'll have fireworks after today's game and after Friday's game. The pitch. Strike over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. So one out, runner aboard. Stubbs singled in the second, popped out to first in the third. Anderson readies with a belt high set and kicks home. Now one finds the knees, a strike with a fastball, 0-2. Well, looking back at Ryan Garcia's start, it was not good necessarily, but he did a great job to fight through a couple innings after that tough first. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Blew it right by him for strike three. A three-pitch strikeout for Anderson, his fourth K in relief. Two away, runner at first, and Jeremy Orocho is the batter.
Zach, you love to see that from Aiden Anderson. You let up a walk to Chad Stevens, who stands at first, and then you fire three straight pitches right by C.J. Stubbs for the second out of the inning.
The first pitch is inside to Orocho, one ball and no strikes. That's what Aiden Anderson has been doing so well in his first couple appearances this season. That's what we saw in the first two innings. Even though he didn't allow a base runner, he's filling up the zone. 41 pitches, 25 strikes for the right-hander. The 1-0. Flicked in the air, foul down the left side. Ball and a strike. That's the interesting thing about this Rough Riders bullpen as well, is you have Aiden Anderson who can give you some length. You have Grant Wolfram and Robbie Ahlstrom who can give you some length, but you don't have a true long relief kind of guy. Anderson readies, the 1-1. Runner takes off, breaking ball low, throw it out to second, not in time. Just to the shortstop side of the second base bag from Liam Hicks, a stolen base for Chad Stevens, his first of the season. Two balls and one strike.
Wasn't a great toss from Hicks behind the plate, but I don't think a perfect throw would have got him either.
Yeah, good jump on Anderson there. He readies from the stretch, now with a runner in scoring position. The pitch. Just low. Three balls and one strike. First base is open, but you have the top of the order on deck and Tommy Sacco Jr. Baseball is very funny. The Hooks scored three runs in their three games over the weekend, and they had three runs in the first two innings of this series. They are tied at three in the top of the sixth. Stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2, nasty breaking ball. Anderson trying to complete three full innings, something he did four times last year for the Rough Riders. The season long was 3 1/3 back on August 3rd against Midland. Payoff pitch on the way. Just tried the back door and missed. Ball four, so two aboard, two out. Top of the order now, and we'll see if that's it for Aiden Anderson or if he's allowed to face one more batter. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So that's it for Aiden Anderson. Grant Wolfram will come out of the pen now for the Rough Riders with a pitching change at the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at three. We step aside for this. Return to Riders Field in a moment on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Rowdy Rough Riders are starting on the road. Make sure you get your tickets for the 2024 home opener on Tuesday, April 9th. the Riders open their home slate with a six-game series against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks at 6:35 p.m. on April 9th. Get to the game early for a 2024 schedule poster giveaway. The gates at Riders Field are ready to fly open for the first time this season on Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Riders. It's Grant Wolfram who takes over for Aiden Anderson. Still responsible for the two men on base, but Wolfie, the left-hander, is the new pitcher for the Riders. Tied at three in the top of the sixth inning on opening night. Wolfram had one appearance in Wichita, ending in a third scoreless with three strikeouts. He faces Tommy Sacco Jr. Left-hander on the mound. The first pitch is low and inside the right-hander at the plate, and it's one ball and no strikes. A season ago, Wolfram was amazing in 29 appearances with the Rough Riders. 10-0 with a 2.02 ERA. Struggled in his time in AAA, a 10 ERA in 11 games. And came back down to the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Misses up high. Fastball, 93. Two balls, no strikes. But he is undoubtedly one of the better arms coming into this season in the Rough Riders bullpen. He comes in trying to keep it a tie game in the sixth. The offering in. On the outside edge, a called strike. In and out of Hicks's glove, but still gets the call. 2-1. Sometimes you see the catcher drop the ball, and home plate umpire doesn't want to make the call and reward the catcher there, but he gets the call anyway.
Yeah, pitch like that. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling is not going to budge. That's right down the heart.
Wolfram kicks in. Down and in with a curveball he missed. Three balls and one strike. Two outs, runners at first and second, top of the sixth, tied at three. Wolfram's offering. Swing and a miss. The breaking ball down low and inside, the slider. 3-2. Runners will take off on this pitch. A chance for Sacco to do some serious damage. Wolfram trying to keep both runners stranded. He stranded one in his first appearance with the Riders this year in Wichita. Infield the pull, outfield slightly the opposite way. And Wolfram fires home. Runners take off, swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. Still 3-2. Three runs on four hits and an error for Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders, three runs on two hits, no errors. But one of those hits ended up in the lazy river. Splashdown homer from Abimelech Ortiz. Payoff on the way. Runners take off. High and outside, ball four. So Wolfram walks the first man he sees, and he faces Quincy Hamilton now, who's 0-3 today. Well, an update from the game going on down in Arlington right now. It's 2-1 Rangers over the A's, but some bigger news as far as Rough Riders are concerned. Congratulations to Davis Wenzel, who becomes the 201st ever Rough Rider to make his Major League debut. Davis was here in 2021 and gets the start at third base today for the Rangers. He's 0-2 so far. First pitch to Quincy Hamilton is popped up left side, foul and out of play. 0-1. Unfortunate circumstances for Wenzel to make his debut in terms of injury issues. Josh Young going down earlier with the broken wrist. And then right after he had his first big league hit off Josh Hader on Sunday night, an RBI single in the ninth, Justin Foskey with a lat injury, and he goes on the 10-day IL. And that brought Davis Wenzel up for his debut. The 0-1 fouled off the glove of Hicks, and it's 0-2. Bases loaded, two down here in the sixth. But congratulations to Davis Wenzel, a Baylor Bear. And the Rangers currently up 2-1. Nathan Eovaldi with another great start. His only hit he's allowed is a solo home run to Shea Langeliers. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider in her half. Grant Wolfram with a strikeout, and he strands the bags packed. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on base. We're to the home half of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 3 and the Hooks 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And in the home half of the sixth inning from Riders Field, it's Cody Freeman, Maximo Acosta, and Fringer Chavez to start it off for the Riders. Frisco and Corpus Christi tied at three. Tyler Guilfoyle is back out there after giving up the homer to Abimelech Ortiz in the fifth. Cody Freeman, right-handed batter, stands in against the right-handed tosser. First pitch on the way. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. If you follow baseball, you probably know the name Jackson Holliday. He's the number one prospect in all of baseball. Here's the pitch in. Low and outside, it's one ball and one strike. It was just announced, reported by Jeff Passan of ESPN, that Jackson Holliday is getting called up to the Baltimore Orioles. So congratulations to the 20-year-old. Is that right? Is he 20 years old? The pin. That one's drilled down the left field line and foul into the hook, into the seats. He just hooked it foul.
Zach, I'd say well deserved, and I think that whole Norfolk Tides lineup could probably slot in some capacity at the major league level. It's just the fact that the Baltimore Orioles are young and have so many prospects producing right now.
Yeah, the whole Tides lineup is, it's a cheat code. It's not even fair. The pitch. Breaking ball, tagged in the air, foul down the left field line, and it's one ball and two strikes still. Holliday was having a great start to the season in 10 games, two homers, nine RBIs, and over 1,000 OPS. That's a great start to the season, 12 walks to eight strikeouts. But nothing compared to what Heston Kerstad was doing to start his season. We talked about him over the weekend. The 1-2. This is up high, and it's two balls and two strikes. In 10 games for Heston Kerstad, prospects, I think he's the number four prospect for the Orioles, hitting .409 with six homers and 25 RBIs in 10 games. The 2-2. The breaking ball dips to the bottom of the zone and just below it in the dirt. It's three balls and two strikes on Cody Freeman. Is that pretty good? It sounds pretty good.
Pretty decent in my opinion. A lot of extra base hits for that lineup. Jackson Holliday's got five doubles to this point, pair of home runs.
And they lost tonight. They're 7-3. 3-2. High and outside, ball four. Leadoff walk for Cody Freeman. Bottom of the sixth inning starts out on a positive note for the Riders, tied at three.
That's a tremendous at-bat for Freeman right there. You saw him rope a couple pitches. He was out in front of him. Long line drives down the left field line. Just couldn't straighten it out and was able to fight himself away or fight those pitches away in order to earn a trip on the base paths.
Here's Maximo Acosta now. Guilfoyle deals. High and outside, 1-0. Freeman bluffed down to second base. Acosta reached on the air in the first that produced the Rough Riders' first two runs, a soft grounder to Orocho at second base. He threw it away, allowing two to cross. The 1-0. One flips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. And then Ortiz's homer in the fifth. That's the lone offense for the Rough Riders. Guilfoyle readies. He deals. Swing and a miss. Big hack from Acosta. One ball, two strikes. Acosta's a guy who you're going to get a little swing and miss with. And you're also going to get a lot of punch from that bat. 1-2. Fouled back. Challenge him with a fastball right down the heart of the plate. One ball and two strikes. Some soft rain starting to fall.
About to say it. You can see some fans in the outfield kind of start heading towards the concourse. Most in the lower seating bowl still in their seats.
The pitch. Line to third and pass to diving Stevens down the third base line. Freeman on his horse up to second base. He's got his eyes on home. He's getting the windmill around third. The relay home. A slide around the tag and he's safe. Oh, what a slide from Cody Freeman. It's an RBI double from Maximo Acosta. And the Riders have the lead in the sixth inning.
A tremendous slide. Cody Freeman was beat by the throw. It took the catcher and Palma up the line just a little bit. He came back, tried to tag, and Freeman went to the inside. What a slide from the Rough Riders third baseman, and he gives him the lead.
4-3 Rough Riders here in the sixth. If he had not have gone to the inside part of home and reached back, he would have been tagged out by a mile, but just a great move by the athletic Cody Freeman. Here's Freiner Chavez now. Nobody out. Runner at second. 4-3 Rough Riders in the sixth. And the pitch from Guilfoyle is bunted down the third base line. A good one. Steven charges, picks, fires to first. Low. Dug out at first base. And Stubbs hangs on to the baseball. It's a sack bunt for Freiner Chavez, moving Acosta to third. And that's one of those that will go down as a sack bunt, but Chavez probably not really trying to sacrifice him over. He's trying to get a base hit out of that.
And he was really close. It was a really good bunt. Nice defensive play by both corner infielders. Stevens to come on and get it, and then the first baseman Stubbs had to dig it out.
Infield comes in now for Capers. The pitch. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And so that's a situation where you've been struggling a little bit on the offensive side. You're into your bullpen where you have probably one of your best arms out on the mound right now in Grant Wolfram. You have the lead, and you know if you can just push one more across, the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, it's 0-2. You have a pretty good shot of being in command of this game. And so laying a bunt down there, which probably was called by manager Carlos Cardoza, gives you an opportunity with Capers at the plate. All you need is a fly ball, and you can get Acosta home with his speed. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches, and there are two away. Now it's up to Acel Cepeda to try to get the job done. With two down and a runner at third, one run is in. 4-3. Rough Riders out in front. Offering it. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-1 on Cepeda, who's 0-2 today. Grounded out to short. And struck out in his two trips. Only one hit so far this season, but it was a big one on Sunday. His single gave the Rough Riders the lead in the eighth inning. The 0-1. Fouls it straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. Riders leading 4-3 in the sixth. No balls, two strikes. Right-hander comes home. Low and outside, misses. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Guilfoyle has surrendered a run in each of the last two innings now. The offering, swing and a miss. He struck him out on a breaking ball down low and inside, and he's out of the inning. But a run across for the Rough Riders on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. They lead it now 4-3 to the top of the seventh. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, and Grant Wolfram's back out there. And for the play-by-play, we give it back to Luke Bailey.
Thank you, Zach. Exciting bottom of the sixth for the Rough Riders. So they jump ahead. A nice piece of hitting from Maximo Acosta and a tremendous slide by Cody Freeman. Give them the lead. For Corpus Christi facing their first deficit, it'll be the Astros' top prospect, Jacob Melton, who comes to the dish. 0 for 1 today, struck out his last time up, has got a sacrifice fly, a walk, and a run scored to his name today. He faces Wolfram for the first time. The tall left-hander kicks and deals. Melton goes after the first pitch, is a soft ground ball to second. Chavez is there, throws across his body just in time for out number one. Quick work for Grant Wolfram. Wolfram came on in that sixth inning after a stellar outing by Aiden Anderson. His final line, 2 2/3 innings pitched, no hits, no runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. It was that second walk that ended his day, and Wolfram started his appearance with a walk, then got a strikeout with the bases loaded, as his first pitch in is a fastball at 94 miles an hour called a strike. On the right-handed hitting designated hitter, Jordan Brewer. Jordan Brewer last year reached in 53 of his 67 games as he watches this one for ball one. Ball and a strike with one away here in the top of the seventh. Wolfram ready. Comes set, kicks that right leg high, and this one goes the other way. Long run for Zavala in right, and he's able to track it down. Two down here in the seventh for Grant Wolfram. Good read by Aaron Zavala there in right field. Top 25 prospect in this Rangers system. Got a good read and tracked it down. Made it look pretty routine. So camped under it, but with two away, here comes Kennedy Corona, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts today. He's going to square to bunt. He pops this one up on the foul side of the first baseline, and it'll trickle into the steps of the dugout. It's a long run for Ortiz there at first base. Wolfram was in pursuit, as was the catcher Hicks. And it's nothing more than a strike, evens it at 1-1. Rain beginning to fall here. A little bit harder at Riders Field. We've reached the top of the seventh inning. Some fans are sticking it out in their seats. See some rain jackets, some umbrellas, some ponchos around the lower seating bowl. A lot of fans standing in the concourse. As Wolfram's 1-1 on its way, a fastball upstairs at 92. Two balls and a strike. On the right-handed hitting, Kennedy Corona. Mentioned three strikeouts for him, two of them looking. Both those came against Ryan Garcia. Most recently faced Aiden Anderson. He goes after this one, fouls it off to the right side. Out of play. Ball and two strikes now. So Grant Wolfram in the driver's seat. And this Rough Riders bullpen has really come out firing today. Ryan Garcia went three innings. Aiden Anderson two and two-thirds. Now Wolfram trying to get to 1 1/3. Pitch swung on and missed. Wolfram gets another strikeout. And that does it. For the top of the seventh, Rough Riders lead it after the clean inning, 4-3. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network after this.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You heard it. Stretch time is over. And the stretching here at Riders Field started a little bit early, courtesy of rainfall. It continues to fall a little bit harder. It's not downpour by any means, but it is certainly wetting some seats. As Tyler Guilfoyle is back out for his third inning of work. The third pitcher today for this Corpus Christi staff. And he faces the top of the Rough Riders order in Zavala. And Zavala goes after the first pitch and fouls it off to the left side behind home plate. Got out of play behind the netting. Zavala today, a walk, came around to score a run in the first. As he watches a fastball at 91, called a strike. He's quickly behind 0-2. Guilfoyle in control. Kicks his left leg, comes home. That one's way upstairs at 90 miles an hour. Not even a thought for Aaron Zavala. Zavala 0-2 with that walk and a run scored. He flew out to left field and grounded out to shortstop as he takes that one well inside. Evens the count at 2-2. No action in the pen for Corpus Christi. You can kind of hear the rain trickling in. 2-2 on its way. Swing and a miss. Down goes Zavala. And Guilfoyle's got himself another strikeout. That is Guilfoyle's fifth in just 2 1/3 innings pitched. And that brings up Liam Hicks, who has a hit tonight. Got a bunch of multi-hit games in just three games this season. Left
left-handed hitting catcher steps in. Fouls this one off to the left side. Abimelech Ortiz kind of shrugged it off as it fell down and tapped him on the shoulder.
Luke, the reason why I'm laughing is there are so many people huddled under the small areas of cover that there are here at Riders Field up on the concourse.
0-1 is skied into left field. Long run for Hamilton, and it's going to drop in. Liam Hicks has got himself another multi-hit game. Bloop that one in just inside the line. That third base foul line. It was a really long run for Hamilton, who made it close, but it drops in. Another base hit for Liam Hicks.
That's a multi-hit game in every game so far this season.
He is seeing the ball well right now. You know, the old saying, Zach, is seeing a beach ball up there, and a big cliche, but for Liam Hicks, it might be true.
Yeah.
Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who blasted his first home run of the season. And his last at-bat, he had to get out of the way of that one. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, ran up and in. Ortiz today, 1-for-2. The home run that tied the game in the fifth inning. Walked and came around to score in the first inning, and in the second, flew out to left. Chases this one. A big swing by Ortiz. Came up empty. Ball and a strike with one away. Liam Hicks standing over at first base. Abimelech Ortiz, a lot of power in that left-handed swing. Led all of minor league baseball in slugging percentage last season. As he fouls this one back to the screen, he's behind 1-2. We also mentioned 33 home runs, which was fourth in all of minor league baseball. Led all Rangers minor leaguers. Davis Wenzel, who Zach mentioned earlier, making his big league debut tonight for the Rangers as they take on the A's, was second in the Rangers organization in Round Rock last year, where he hit 30. The next man down only hit 23, so a lot of power for Abimelech Ortiz. And you saw it back in the fifth inning when he deposited one into the Lazy River. The 1-2 on its way, and fights this one off, back off the netting. Fastball at 92 miles an hour, in on the hands, and Ortiz able to spoil it. Tyler Guilfoyle has looked impressive, given up a pair of runs. Abimelech Ortiz got him in the fifth, but he's got a lot of swing and misses. Not going to get one here as Ortiz fouls it off to the third base side.
Now you just saw, if you're watching on MLB TV, you just saw Davis Wenzel up on the road to the show wall. 200 first name up there.
It's an exciting feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Guilfoyle ahead. 1-2 on the power bat of Ortiz, who's looking for a multi-hit game again. And he'll get time granted.
Pitch clock violation.
There it is. A little late to call it was Sean Sparling, but he came out waving his hands, shut things down. It almost looked like he was giving Ortiz time, but Ortiz was ready to go. Just a late delivery from Tyler Guilfoyle, and it's quickly 2-2. Now on its way, Ortiz sends this high in the air to shallow center field. Melton on his way, all outfielders converge, and it's Hamilton, the left fielder, who takes care of business. Two away as Ortiz is sent back to the dugout. That'll bring up Kellen Strom, the Rough Riders center fielder. 0-for-3 to this point today. A familiar face here in Frisco, Kellen Strom, and a fan favorite. If you haven't already seen it, you've got to go to the Riders' social media pages to check out Kellen Strom's depiction, if that's what you want to call it, of the state of Texas. He was a good sport about it. As he awaits the first pitch from Guilfoyle, it runs outside. Went to the breaking ball at 75 miles an hour. Strom ahead, 1-0. 0-for-3 today. Strom flew out in the first, popped out in the third, and most recently struck out in the fifth. He awaits the 1-0. And that one inside. Two balls, no strikes. Liam Hicks still over there at first base as the Rough Riders lead it 4-3. Like to add some insurance runs, especially with the rainfall. The righty ready with the 2-0 on its way. Strom goes back up the middle. It's a base hit. Hicks rounds second. He's going to shut things down. It's first and second with two out for the Rough Riders as Kellen Strom picks up his first hit of the evening.
Nice piece of hitting. Short to the baseball. Zach, we've talked about Strom. Really wants to stay middle of the field, his approach, and he did it perfectly there. Just looped one over the second base bag into shallow center field. He's got himself a hit.
Yeah, that's what his approach is, middle and the opposite way. He was top 10 in all of the Texas League in opposite field percentage last year. So a guy who likes to stay the other way, and you love to see that approach off the end of the bat, even on 2-0.
Cody Freeman toes the right-hander's batter's box. Freeman, last time we saw him, he walked to lead off the sixth, came around to score on the Acosta double, and the stat sheet doesn't show it, but an impressive slide, and was the reason the Rough Riders took this lead. And the catcher, Palma, wants to go out and talk to his right-hander, and Tyler Guilfoyle.
It's one of the things that doesn't show up in the box score, and that's something that Cody Freeman can bring. I mean, he's a doesn't show up in the box score in a nutshell. He's a ton of energy, a great clubhouse guy, the guy you kind of want who can play multiple positions. He can catch, he can play infield, he can play outfield. So yeah, that's exactly what you want to see from Freeman.
He's got a willingness to do anything on or off the field. Whenever he's asked to play, he'll do it for Carlos Cardoza and this Rough Riders coaching staff. As he awaits the first pitch, it runs up and in. Fastball at 89 for a ball. 1-0, but you go back. Cody Freeman, also a guy that he's willing to do any interview. You heard it in the pregame show. You'll hear it again tomorrow, part two of his interview. But just a high-energy, super positive guy. He's a great guy to be around. As he watches ball two, he's ahead 2-0 with Hicks standing at second base. And behind Hicks, Kellen Strom after the single with two down here in the home half of the seventh. The 2-0 pitch, fouled back to the netting. Freeman didn't miss it by much. Fastball at 89 and just missed it.
With the way the rain's coming down right now, you wonder if this might be the last half inning.
You have to start thinking about it. From up here, the field doesn't look too soggy, but...
We're also dry up here, Luke.
We are dry up here. It's wonderful up here in the booth. The 2-1 on its way. Freeman gets a hold of this one. Taking a couple steps back is Hamilton. He's camped under it, and that does it. So Cody Freeman, the last out of the seventh inning. We'll see if that's all she wrote for this one. But the Riders get no runs on a pair of hits, no errors in the inning, and two left aboard the base paths. We head to the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. You heard it. Top of the eighth inning. And it looks like we're going to try to play this out. Grant Wolfram is back on the bump. And the great grounds crew here for the Frisco Rough Riders. Now putting a little diamond dry around the hill for the Rough Riders' tall reliever and Grant Wolfram. We'll add some around the plate for the catcher and batter. Liam Hicks back there, and the batter to lead things off is going to be Miguel Palma. You're not missing anything as the grounds crew just kind of doing some housekeeping, so to speak, as the rain continues to fall. But it's the 6-7-8 batters for Corpus Christi. And Miguel Palma, the catcher, who's had the biggest hit of the day to this point for the Hooks. An two RBI single in the first inning that put the Hooks ahead. That didn't last too long. They regained the lead later in the ballgame with a run in the second inning. Frisco was able to tie it in the fifth, take the lead in the sixth, and that's where we stand right now. A 4-3 ball game in favor of the home team on the scoreboard, the Frisco Rough Riders.
A perfect time to shout out David Bicknell and the great job that he does in this whole grounds crew.
Diamond Dave, as we call him.
Yeah, he's out there with Grant next to the mound, just making sure that that mound is good for him to throw on. You don't want guys slipping, especially pitchers, off the mound.
Zach, we were talking about, you know, this grounds crew. In the days leading up, you know, we look at the weather, we saw there was going to be some rain, and, you know, you heard everybody echo the sentiment that if it wasn't raining, we're going to be able to play this game because this field drains so well, and the grounds crew is just on top of things, and you know that starts at the top with David Bicknell.
Yeah, Dave does a great job, and he is just one of those guys who is, you know, been here for a long time and is a big part of this organization. It's phenomenal.
It almost seems as though Grant Wolfram kind of asked them to take care of the mound a little bit, that he was slipping just a little bit. Because they're all huddled around the pitcher's mound as he throws his warm-up pitches.
Yeah, Carlos Cardoza and John Goble are out there just to make sure. I mean, the last thing you want is an injury. I mean, this is the first home game of the season.
All the work that these guys put in. You know, you hate to see injuries happen, but especially weather-related injuries. Seems like we're getting a little bit closer. Miguel Palma, the catcher for the Hooks, waiting patiently. Well, let's take a look at Grant Wolfram. Originally from Holland, Michigan. A 2018 Rangers draft pick, taken in the 18th round of that 2018 draft. Pick 539, and he's off to a really good start this season, Zach. Another great appearance here today. Just down angle type of guy, works in a few different pitches, but good command. Comes up at 6'8", 240 pounds, does this the 27-year-old. He's got really good stuff.
He's not an inconspicuous guy out there on the mound, for sure. He'll stand out with that 6'8" frame. He's a really good athlete and a guy who pitched well enough to start in AAA this year, and you just feel for him because there are a lot of guys this year who the Rangers signed as non-roster invitees to spring training, and a lot of them have opt-outs in the end of their contract, and there just aren't a lot of jobs right now for them in Major League Baseball, so a lot of them opted in, and they didn't opt out of that contract, and they stayed with the Rangers organization, and a lot of them are in AAA right now. So think about him. You think about Tristan Polley, who joined the organization, or I should say who joined the team earlier today with a roster move from Arizona. Those are two guys who pitched well enough to be in AAA, and they're back here in AA. And of course, we're very happy to have them, but it is hard from their perspective, and the best thing that you can do is just go out and perform, and that's exactly what Grant has done through his first two appearances, and I'm sure it's what we're going to see from Tristan.
Well, and that's a conversation you have, or you at least think about, is, you know, guys that are back for their second or third season, what's the attitude like? And from my experience being around the guys so far this season, this is a top-notch group of guys. They don't care where they're at. They're happy to be on the field, and they're going to beat the guy across from them every single day and work their way up. It's not about where I'm at right now. It's about what can I do at this level, and that's the mentality that Carlos Cardoza, you know, just feeds into these guys, and they have eaten it up, and they're off to a great start this season.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it starts from the top. You mentioned Carlos. It really starts from him, and then in addition to that, you know, it's one of the things about being a part of an organization when you're winning games at the top level is that, you know, there aren't going to be a whole lot of spots for these guys coming up in the minors. So making sure that they continue to perform and just be ready, because if they do make it to the big leagues, they're immediately thrust into a situation where you're competing and you're trying to win every single day, which is super exciting. And it's important to realize that the culture around the Rangers organization over the last few years has completely changed under Chris Young, and it has been really, really cool to see that grow over the last few seasons. And I think that the mentality in the minor leagues is bleeding up to the major leagues, and you're starting to see exactly how they won the World Series through that mentality and throughout the entire organization. It's been really cool.
Yeah, it's been great to see. The Rangers, a top-notch organization, as we're back underway. Wolfram back on the bump. Palma in that right-hander's batter's box. And he goes after the first pitch after the break, fouls it back to the screen. Well, the Hooks catcher today mentioned had the big two-run single back in the first inning. I think it's safe to say early in the year he's been the best hitter for this Hooks lineup. Came into today batting .429 with a .929 OPS. Did the catcher and has the big hit today. That one runs just a bit upstairs. Ball and a strike. And the battle between left-handed pitcher Wolfram and the right-handed hitting catcher, Miguel Palma. 1-1 ready on its way, and this one tapped softly on the ground to third base, but in foul ground. Gloved by Freeman, tossed into the dugout. And Wolfram's got a chance for another strikeout. Well, Miguel Palma last year had a great season. He was a Houston Astros organizational all-star, hit .274 across 61 games in Asheville. Also recorded his first professional two-home run game back on April 25th, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2 pitch, I should say. And it's out number one for Grant Wolfram. Another strikeout under his belt. He has commanded the strike zone well. And he's kept batters off balance when they're behind in the count. So in steps the third baseman, Chad Stevens, who's 1-for-2 today with a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Also added a stolen base after walking in the sixth. The first pitch to him is called a strike by Sean Sparling behind the dish. One with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Stevens awaits the 0-1. And goes after it quickly, 0-2 in favor of the tall left-hander. Efficiency, the name of the game for Grant Wolfram. This will be his 25th pitch. He's thrown 17 strikes and just 7 balls. He's attacked batters, got in favorable counts, and put them away. The 0-2 does it again. Strike 3, swing and a miss. Grant Wolfram's got a pair of strikeouts here in the top of the 8th.
Well, in a game where the rain is starting to dictate how the elements are and how the mood is in the ballpark, Wolfram is certainly making his presence felt and saying, hey, we can get back in the dugout as soon as possible. I'm just going to strike everybody out.
Now here is C.J. Stubbs. He awaits the first pitch, and it's a fastball upstairs at 94. Ball and no strikes. C.J. Stubbs today. Base hit, came around to score back in the second. That gave the Hooks the lead. He has since fouled out to first base and struck out last time. That was in the sixth. Now here in the eighth, the 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. C.J. Stubbs, an interesting story. From Del Mar, California, 27-year-old. He played one game for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic. Very cool experience for him as he fouls this one off to the right side. Well out of play. Finds its way over the seats, and it's 1-2. Grant Wolfram has attacked the strike zone, a chance to strike out the side. Stubbs awaits. The lefty kicks and deals. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Three batters face, three strikeouts for the tall left-hander for the Rough Riders. Grant Wolfram sets them down in orders. No run, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth, where the Rough Riders will send Acosta, Chavez, and Capers to the dish. Back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom eight here from Riders Field. Frisco still clinging to a 4-3 advantage, looking to add some insurance runs. And they'll start it off with the shortstop, Maximo Acosta, who has had himself quite the start to the season. Acosta came into today with a .385 batting average. Today has driven in two runs on an error, also drove in a run on a double last time, and he goes after the first pitch, skied high, long run in for Corona in right field, and he's got it, one away. Just one pitch from Tyler Guilfoyle, who's back out there. And boy, have these relievers been really solid today.
This might be a situation where if you don't swing at the first pitch, it's going to be a fine. I think we're trying to get through this game.
I guess we'll see as Franier Chavez steps in. Sacrifice bunt last time up. Lefty toes the box and goes after the first pitch. Fouls it off to the left side, out of play. Pretty consistent rainfall. Hasn't slowed down at all. Hasn't picked up at all. Still some fans toughing it out. The ponchos, the umbrellas out. Here comes the 0-1. Chavez, takes, and it's ball one. Ball and a strike.
Well, the fireworks show is still going to go on after the game today, so fans are sticking around for that.
It's opening day. Show must go on. The 1-1 misses outside at 82 miles an hour. And the Rough Riders second baseman now ahead in the count, two balls and a strike.
What a game this has been, too. It's been a fun one. Outside of the first inning, which was a little tough.
Three balls and a strike as the fastball misses up and away. Chavez awaits the 3-1 and jumps out of the way of it. Ball four. So the Rough Riders have a man aboard here in the home half of the eighth. And that'll bring up Scott Capers. Put a really good swing on a baseball back in the first, and unfortunately for him, it ended the inning. Capers, the lone home run for the Rough Riders in the opening series in Wichita, which had a ton of wind. He goes after the first pitch, as have each batter to this point in the inning, and fouls it well out of play behind the plate. But Abimelech Ortiz tied him for the team lead with a home run back in the fifth inning. That one tied the game. 0-1 from Guilfoyle. And had Capers out on his front foot. Waved and missed. 0-2. Went with the changeup. Capers, the designated hitter today. A line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Strikeout came in the sixth inning. Now here in the eighth, the righty deals, and Capers waits back on it. Shortstop has it to second for one, and it's an easy 6-4-3 double play. It goes Sacco, Orocho, Stubbs, and the inning is over. So Scott Capers falls via the 6-4-3 twin killing, and it's a 1-2-3 frame for Tyler Guilfoyle. We head to the ninth inning, where it'll be Jeremy Orocho, followed by the top of the hooks lineup, trying to tie this game at four when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in. Check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 28th. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 28th. First pitch at 4:05. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth and a new arm for the Frisco Rough Riders as Zach Bigley rejoins us on the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Luke. I noticed how you didn't say it. It's Anthony Huopi'itu'i-Onatoa who
comes out. I didn't want to steal your thunder. We've been talking about this moment for quite some time. I guess you had the opportunity to talk about Bubba back in Wichita.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to open up the inning and steal your thunder.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's 4-3 into the top of the ninth inning, and it's Bubba Huopi'itu'i-Onatoa who comes out and looks for the save for the Rough Riders on opening day. Frisco trying to win their third game of four so far this season. The native of the island of Maui in Hawaii faces 9-1-2. Orocho, the batter in the left-handed batter's box. Bubba, as they call him, deals. High and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. A childhood nickname, Bubba. All his siblings call him Bubba. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander offers home to Orocho in the nine spot. No one clicks the outside corner for a strike with a fastball at 93. It's 1-1. The 23-year-old Huopi'itu'i-Onatoa, 6'2", 190 pounds, went to Pierce Community College in Washington State. He readies here in the 1-1. Fouled back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes on the nine-hole hitter. One appearance for him so far in Wichita. He surrendered a hit in an otherwise scoreless inning, and he struck out the side against the Wind Surge. Left-handed batter, pull side shift. 1-2, swing and a miss. He climbed the ladder with a fastball, and he strikes out Orocho for the first out here in the ninth inning.
That's exactly how you want to start off your outing. Coming in and attacking. That's been the story of the day for both sides, bullpens, but the Frisco Rough Riders have dominated on the pen.
Tommy Sacco Jr. now at the top of the card, the pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, it's 0-1. The rain continues to fall steadily. I'm so happy we got this game in. The forecast did not look good over the last week or so, but it has been great to see fans out in the ballpark again. The 0-1, swing and a miss, went with a changeup. Still in the heart of the plate, but Sacco way out in front. It's 0-2. You mentioned the bullpen. It's been phenomenal work for the Rough Riders out of the pen. Grant Wolfram striking out the side in the eighth. Here's the stretch from Ho'opi Tuionetoa. The pitch. Swing and a foul back into Hicks's glove. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bubba, and there are two away.
Back-to-back strikeouts for Bubba, you mentioned, and six in a row for the Rough Riders pitching staff. Wolfram had four to end his outing, one in the seventh, three in the eighth, and then Bubba starts us off with two.
15 strikeouts for Riders pitching tonight. Quincy Hamilton now. First pitch is popped up, left side, foul out of play, 0-1. Riders lead 4-3. We play in the top of the ninth inning, and the Riders trying to win on opening day. A home opener, I should say. Quincy Hamilton 0-for-4 today with a couple strikeouts. You go up and down the Hooks lineup, and there's only one player that has not struck out tonight. That's Jordan Brewer. Bubba's pitch. On the outside edge with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-2, and the Riders are one strike away. Infield slightly to pull for the left-handed batter. 0-2 on Quincy Hamilton. The pitch. It misses away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Riders and Hooks will play game two tomorrow at 6:35. We're looking forward to what should be a good second act to this series with Ben Anderson making his first start of the season for the Riders. 1-2 on Hamilton. Pitch on the way. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Freeman coming in at the cut of the grass. He's under it. Squeezes with one hand. The ball game's over. Riders win on opening day at home. 4-3, the final over Corpus Christi. Abimelech Ortiz with his first career double-A homer. And a great slide on the RBI double for Maximo Acosta. Cody Freeman getting around the tag for the go-ahead run in the sixth. And Frisco has won three of the first four in 2024. We'll be back on the postgame show to break it down for you. Luke Maley has that coverage for you next. Riders win 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Weekend baseball is finally back in Frisco. Join the Rough Riders on Friday, April 12th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Come enjoy all the best sports elements the city has to offer and get to the ballpark early for a Rangers-inspired t-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. Come back on Saturday, April 13th for a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant at the gates. First pitch is at 7:05 and the Rough Riders will have a pregame team autograph session for fans to enjoy. Wrap up your weekend with a 4:05 first pitch on Josh Young Day, where the Riders will celebrate with a Josh Young baseball card giveaway. We can't wait to welcome you back, Rider fans. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, how about it, Rough Riders fans? A 4-3 home opener. Win for your Frisco Rough Riders. An impressive showing across the board, especially from the bullpen from the Rough Riders. They found themselves behind early, as they have multiple times already this season. You saw them fall behind multiple times in that Wichita series this past weekend. And here on Tuesday, the home opener, they find themselves behind. They fight their way back in it. The big swing was Abimelech Ortiz, the game-tying home run, in which he deposited into the Lazy River just over the right field wall back in the fifth inning. And then they take the lead in the sixth and turn it over to the bullpen, who just dominated. You look, Grant Wolfram an impressive showing for him in his first outing here at Riders Field this season. And then following it up, Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa shuts things down with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. He earns the save. Aiden Anderson earns the win. An impressive showing. And on the other side, it's Tyler Guilfoyle who takes the loss despite looking very impressive. Attack in the strike zone. A tough fought win for the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. They take it by a final of 4-3. You look back on a few things. The Rough Riders offense just timely hits. You go back into that sixth inning. It was Cody Freeman who took a long at-bat. You saw him foul off a bunch of pitches down the line in left field just to extend the at-bat, and then he works a walk to get on base, and just a couple of pitches later, it was Maximo Acosta who ripped a ball down the left field line, a double, and an impressive slide by Cody Freeman gave the Rough Riders the lead, and they never looked back. So we'll run back through it one more time for you. Aiden Anderson earns the win. Tyler Guilfoyle takes the loss here on April 9th, opening day for home opener, for the Rough Riders. And Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionetoa earns the three-out save with a pair of strikeouts and a pop-out to end it. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll look at what's next for your Frisco Rough Riders.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kid Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride!
Tee up at Riders Field on April 27th with Golf Night, presented by the PGA Coaching Center. Get a PGA Coaching Center koozie at the gates on the way in, check out what the Coaching Center has to offer at the game, and enjoy all the golf-themed activities throughout the evening. Take advantage of the free golf simulators in the concourse, courtesy of DriveBox. Swing for the fences or drive the fairway. Either way, hit it perfectly with Golf Night on April 27th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. For tickets and more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on Friday, April 26th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Catch Frisco's Major League Pickleball team, the Frisco Pandas, and have a chance to meet the squad. Join us for pickleball themes all night, and make sure to take advantage of our great ticket specials, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. You can also snag a Lazy River ticket and get pregame access to the pickleball courts at Riders Field for just $25. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, you just heard the man himself, Liam Hicks. Need to talk about him a little bit. Four games this season, Liam Hicks has started all of them, and he's got four multi-hit games. He goes 2-for-4 tonight with a single in the second and a single in the seventh. He continues to see the baseball well. Liam Hicks leads the Rough Riders with those two hits. Mentioned earlier the Abimelech Ortiz big fly. Got himself an RBI, also drew a walk. Came around to score after that walk. And then obviously scored on the long ball that tied this game at 3. You go down the order. Kellen Strom got himself a base hit. Max Acosta, another huge hit, the go-ahead RBI double that drove in Cody Freeman. Picks up another RBI on his season. The Riders win it 4-3 on 5 hits. They play clean defense. No errors, always a good sign to open the series. For Corpus Christi, they manage 3 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Let's look ahead to what tomorrow has in store. It's a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. On a Wednesday, hoping for a beautiful day of baseball. I know there's some weather in the forecast, but hey, there was weather in the forecast today. Everybody said we weren't going to get this one in. And look at that. We played 9. We got a little bit of rain. But we're even enjoying a post-game fireworks show
after the home opener, despite the rain, which has seemingly let up a bit as the tarp goes on. But you look ahead to tomorrow, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It's Luis Angel Rodriguez going for Corpus Christi, making his first appearance of the season for the Hooks. A 6'1", 190-pound left-handed arm out of Veracruz, Mexico, and had a really impressive 2023 campaign. He went 1-1 with a 2.42 ERA across 16 games. Only eight of those were as a starter. You saw him a little bit in a save role, that closer role for last season. Had two saves and eight games started. Big strikeout guy. 87 strikeouts over 63 and a third, and he's going to go toe-to-toe with the 6'4" right-hander from Rexford, New York, a 2019 Rangers draft pick in that 13th round. It's Ben Anderson going for the Rough Riders tomorrow. Ben Anderson has made an appearance this year. He pitched one inning, and what did he do? Strikeout number one, number two, and number three on the season. So hopefully, for Ben Anderson's sake, he can pick up right where the Rough Riders bullpen left off, where they had six of the last seven Corpus Christi batters down on strikes. The only one that didn't strike out over that stretch was the final out of the ballgame, Quincy Hamilton, who popped out against Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuiana'toa to end the ballgame, earning Anthony the save. So you look at Ben Anderson's numbers. Last season, split across rookie ball and high A Hickory. And rookie ball made three starts, pitched really well, only pitched five innings over that span, but a 1.8 ERA over those three starts. And then he got to Hickory and struggled just a little bit, went 0-1 in three appearances, just one game started. He went 5 2/3 innings. So on the season, ended up with a 5.91 ERA, but that was only with 10.2 innings pitched. You got to go back a little bit further to see what Ben Anderson can do. In 2022 in high A Hickory, went 5-3 across nine starts with a 3.51 ERA. So a bit of a better sample size, but Ben Anderson has had a lot of success over his time in the Rangers organization. Excited to see what he has in store tomorrow as he takes on this Corpus Christi team and toes the rubber against Luis Angel Rodriguez. We'll step aside one last time on the Riders Baseball Network and close you out.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Riders Field, last segment of our post-game show. Let's take a look ahead at what's coming up here at Riders Field. We've got an exciting week ahead. Weather permitting, we'll be back tomorrow. You heard the 6:35 first pitch. Luis Angel Rodriguez going for Corpus Christi. And for Frisco, it's Ben Anderson. On Thursday, you got to come back to Riders Field and enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball at Riders Field for our first Thirsty Thursday of the season. You look ahead Friday, Sports City USA with Visit Frisco.
get to experience some cool sports elements that the city has to offer. And what better sports city is there than this Dallas area, the DFW area? Just Sports City USA, it's in the name. Also, opening weekend day number one, arrive early on Friday at 7:05, first pitch, for a Rangers-inspired T-shirt giveaway presented by Medium Giant. You fast forward to Saturday, another 7:05, first pitch, opening weekend day number two. You get a co-branded Riders and Rangers pennant giveaway presented by Medium Giant. Also going to have a team autograph session after the game. And former Ranger and Rough Rider Derek Holland will be in attendance for a meet and greet. Then round out the weekend on Sunday with a 4:05 first pitch for Josh Young Day, the final day of the series before an off day and a trip on the road for your Rough Riders. But on the final day of the opening homestand, Rough Riders are going to celebrate Ranger great Josh Young with a baseball card giveaway of Josh Young. Excited for what he's doing. Unfortunately, the injury for him, but he has played well over the past couple of seasons. I know the Rough Riders here hold him close to their hearts, a guy that plays great baseball and another great human being. Well, that does it here from Riders Field. Excited to see you guys out at the park. Thanks for spending your Tuesday night with us here. We're excited to do it 132 more times. Can't wait for what the season has in store. For my partner and the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight, and thanks for enjoying this Rough Riders 4-3 win on the home opener.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!